You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
This is going to be a clusterfuck.
This podcast has no rules.
Talking to the mic, asshole.
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
Can I get a microphone?
No! What the fuck?
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intense. No topics. No directions. I love doing it.
Don't play both sides of the coin.
That's how a host does, you motherfucker.
I'm honored that you think my podcast is popular enough where I might affect somebody's life.
You never know.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What Do podcast on riotcast.com.
Why do I want to have sex with this girl? Why am I immediately attracted to this bimbo? Why? What the fuck is going on?
I think because she sounds like she's 11.
No.
I haven't even said anything yet.
Her dance moves and her voice.
Oh, yeah.
I'm happy to be here. I'm happy.
Oh, man.
Why was she not on an Easter or Christmas?
It's her birthday every day.
Or why not Blue's Clues?
You make me sound like a transvestite.
Actually, your dick makes you sound like that. Fucking wide gap jersey girl. It's not the 85 cigarettes and the 9 cocks she sucked.
You make me sound like a transvestite.
It's true.
Get up. She sucked one elf dick her whole life. That's what elf cum does to your voice.
Wow. Yay. Santa. That was good. You do a good impression.
I do.
Oh, you guys want to close your eyes. You couldn't even tell who was talking.
Oh, my God. I love you.
Wow. Thank you so much.
I want to marry you.
Okay.
I just want to bang you. I want to cheat on my wife with you.
Oh, God. I hope she doesn't overhear that.
My wife?
Yeah.
She'd let me do it with her.
Come on.
She would for shits and giggles. Remember that chick you banged with the voice? You bring her over for Max's birthday.
All right. The helium whore.
What did you just do? Oh, God. I fucking hate you.
Sorry, Bob. What's going so good?
My tech guy turned my fucking headphones down. That's a bad sign.
Yeah.
So anyways, all right, let's I want to save her for last.
Ooh. Ooh. That means Scopo's getting in the ass first.
Yeah. That's the voice I want Scopo's ass to have in an animation.
Bobby!
Bobby, it hurts!
Spread it open.
What was that?
What
was
that?
Was like a Mickey Mouse.
I can't do her fucking voice.
I can't do her comedy either.
Nobody can do it but me.
Ooh.
Well, some people can do it if you have a thing of balloons and helium.
If you were molested at 8. It stays like
this. I never
this.
Grew up.
Yeah, right.
Oh, my God.
If you learned at a very young age to rape kids.
All right, listen. Let's go through the room. Let's go with my palsy wowsy, who hasn't been here in a long time. I think got shorter.
Fucking oh, chair. That's what Scopo put me in here.
You look
Nori Davis, everybody.
You can raise the chair.
Oh, ooh, we can go get a phone book in here.
I didn't know that was an option, man.
But then his feet are going to dangle.
That's adorable.
If there's a fire, he won't be able to get up quick enough.
He's
going to have to jump 1, 2, 3, and then jump off the chair. All right, listen to me. Let's go.
Hey, what's up, guys? Brandon Collins.
Well, no, he's going to introduce you.
Well, Scopo just stared at me.
What are you doing? Are you on your phone? No, what are you doing?
I'm just holding it.
Put your phone on the table.
Since I said National Treasure was horrible, because I finally watched it.
Yeah, we had a big debate on Twitter.
You were like,
yeah,
what does this have to do with it?
That's why he won't introduce me.
That's not the reason at all.
Will you introduce our guest, please?
Yeah, Brandon Collins here.
Hey, everybody. What's up?
And listen, no more wearing tight shirts.
He already asked me if you look good.
Until you get into shape.
I didn't have any good shirts, and I was like, I haven't worn this in a while.
You're not shredded. Okay?
No.
So stop wearing shredded shirts.
He asked me if he looked all right, and I said,
you do. You look like,
You look like Bobby Kelly's after photo.
All right.
And the winner is.
I should have said before.
Before would have worked.
That was what I was thinking.
Yeah, not helping you.
I figured it out on my own.
Everyone knows that voice. Mark Norman.
Hey, I'm the one who raped Christy. Hey. Years ago in the 80s.
Scopo has Popeye's body.
Yeah. There you go. Popeye's chicken.
He really is. We got Mark Norman.
Hey, hey. Good to be here.
Who everybody fucking loves.
Good to be back. Love the show. I don't know who this weirdo on the couch is, but it's good to be back.
Well, we have fans come up. If you want to come on the show, all you have to do is email Scopo.
At ykwdproducer@riotcast.com.
Took 3 years to get him to do that.
I got it down, though.
He got a tattoo.
This is the problem. This is,
I got it down.
This,
he got a tattoo like Memento.
Here's the problem. This was everything wrong with Scopo. 3 years, but I got it down. It's like, yeah, but it took you three fucking years. There's things we're working on now that you're not going to get for two more years.
2018, my fucking year.
I finally got that VCR.
All right, who else we got?
We got Mike Brown.
Yo, what's up, guys? I'm back. Holla.
Why?
Black History Month, we in here, man. I like what you're doing, Bobby. I really like what you're doing. Shout out to Darren Laster. He was on the show before. A lot of things happening.
We have a lot of black guys on this month.
Yeah.
But I always put it off with a white guy and a blonde chick.
Yeah.
To offset it. I feel you.
You're not here because of talent. You're here because of the month.
Yeah, because of black. Yeah, all right. Take what I can get. That's my thing.
That's fair enough.
Now, you're here because of talent.
Hey!
We don't.
Hey!
Stop.
Jermaine Fowler, everybody.
We don't consider him black.
Not during this month, man. Consider me. Consider me black.
What about the genitalia situation?
What?
Yeah. Are you black downtown?
Yeah, I have.
All right.
Well, what are the white girls?
He didn't even answer it. He said, I have a.
Stop. But he looked so confident. He was like, I have.
You know I got Mark. You know.
Actually, he looked like you had a gun to his head. He fucking panicked. Ask him if he's got a black penis.
I don't have to ask.
You fucking right. You fucking right, Joe. Gotta ask.
As soon as I said something, he turned you ass, motherfucker.
Yeah, exactly.
You ask him when I have a.
Well, I
have a PhD.
I have a family.
I have a master's in biology and a pharmaceutical studies.
Hey, big news about Mike. You got married.
Yeah, I got married. Yeah. Hey, thanks. It's a more calm Mike Brown now. You know what I mean? What's going on for the camera?
You seem it.
That's right.
All right, listen. What are we? We're going to talk about that. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, Jesus. Oh boy.
There you go.
All right, now who is this?
Now the lady.
Who is this fucking little pixie? This fairy? This little thing from a future?
You sound like you're describing Harrison Greenbaum.
Yeah. I'm not gay. I'm not.
Oh boy.
He's not.
I didn't need a MacBook Air. I just got the little mini Mac. The one with just the plug. That's just the plug. Who else we got? What's your name?
Last we have Christy Cello.
Yay.
Christy Cello. Now this is your first time on the show.
Yeah.
Because I would have remembered you. Now, how long have you been doing this character?
This is not mine. This is just me. This is how I talk.
Wow. Let me ask you a question. Yeah. Where? It makes me horny.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. I don't know what it is.
A six-year-old makes you horny?
Yes. Well, I mean,
does your whole family talk like that?
That's
a good question. Nobody
in your family?
A six-year-old with a 30-year-old vagina, yes.
Yeah, but it sounds like you still have a hymen.
Listen to me.
If her and Joe Mackey fucked, they'd both be like, that was great.
So, why are you holding your cheeks?
Because my cheeks are from laughing at myself.
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
You can thank your creepy uncle for that voiceover work.
Listen to me.
Yeah.
Okay, hang it. Stay. I need to get back to you. I could spend 9 days on you. And who is our guest on the couch?
We have Doug.
Hi, Doug.
Doug, how you doing, Doug?
I'm great. Thanks.
Where are you from, man?
I'm from Michigan, but I work here in New York.
Oh shit, we're in Michigan.
Ann Arbor.
I'm from Ann Arbor.
Hey! Hey!
Like I said, he's not white. He's not the farthest thing from black.
Explains a lot.
He said Ann Arbor. Now, what do you do, man?
I do research with either in-facility prisoners or recent parolees, trying to figure out what things help them not end up back in prison.
Oh, really? That's very interesting.
Oh, shit,
man.
He's got a blacker job than me, too.
Can you help?
I didn't want to say it.
He said stay out of prison.
Oh, actually, a white job.
Can you help Stephen Avery?
Not a chance.
Can you?
Stephen Avery, who cares about this?
I'm sorry.
What?
Come on.
Not doing Black History Month. We ain't going.
All right, listen.
Do justice to Stephen Avery. We go pause on him on February. You get to him in March. Right now, it's all about black people.
What?
Okay, and Bobby.
Well, first of all, I'm going to talk about that. I'm glad you're on the show. I'm so glad we have black people on the show because I have black things I want to talk about.
One show a month. Bobby gets it out. And then we continue about lips.
I need a Mexican, too.
Yeah.
We had a Mexican.
Oh, yeah.
We had a Mexican last week.
That's Scobos going to fucking steal one from the street to bring him on the show.
Hello.
That's going to be a rough one.
Are you for the podcast, mate?
So how long have you been a fan of the show?
About 3 years.
No shit. You have a long time, brother. Well, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
We're going to have a fun time. And you seem very nice and normal. Unlike some of the people that sit in that fucking chair. I don't know if we're going to be able to squeeze any fucking juice out of you.
I'm half terrified also.
Are you really?
I've seen everyone at this table perform. So.
Oh, really? No, sure.
Even Deepu? Sorry.
Close battle.
Oh, shit.
So technically, I guess you didn't see.
Yeah. All right.
I'm still reeling from that one.
Yikes. Yeah, we are too. Shit. All right, well, welcome to the show, bro.
You drove out for that. Wait, you live in the city now?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought you
live in Brooklyn,
out.
Though.
No.
You live in Manhattan?
In Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought.
Yeah, that job doesn't pay Manhattan.
Yeah. No.
He's got a roommate.
Yeah. Do you know him?
No, I just can tell from his
job. Did you just take your shirt off?
Yeah, I'm sweating.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Fuck Christie's voice. I need some attention. Let these shelters go. All right.
Here's the deal. From now on, I want a heater on the back of her neck.
Yes. We don't care you got a dick.
It's huge.
No, it's not a dick. It's just a huge vagina.
It's huge.
Oh, I've heard about the cave.
Gaping. Yes. Gaping. Yeah. Gaping. Yeah. Wide. Yeah. The gaping. Huge.
Yeah, actually, she actually runs an open mic out of her cunt.
Like,
can you sign up a bad slava?
You gotta put three. You gotta bring three people. Deepu's running a vlogcast out of there. Too far. Give me the bandana. Yeah. I'm gonna take it on that one. That
it's going really well.
Vlog. I said vlog.
I don't know.
You
got a
gaping vagina, but tight urethra.
Oh yeah, I gotta get surgery.
What do you mean?
What?
Yeah.
Wait, how do you know about her urethra?
My urethra is tight as fuck.
Hang on one second.
Does that mean it hurts when you pee?
No, because I have a kidney stone.
Oh. Okay, so it's still. I just want to get to this real quick.
That might be a baby.
A baby Joe one. Have his kidney stone. I got to get out of here.
A fossilized child?
Either way, it's going to get the fuck out of me.
So you still have a kidney stone?
Yeah. And I went to the doctor, and he said, your ureter tract's really tight, so we have to go in and open it.
Oh, no.
What are they going to open it with? Like a straw?
A stent.
Like one of those...
Pipe cleaner?
One of those big yogurt straws with the yogurt balls?
The tapioca, yeah.
A tapioca straw?
Yeah.
What are they going to open it with?
I don't know. Some
hopefully
kind of
his
stent.
Tongue.
Ooh, yeah.
My urologist is so hot, too.
Really?
Yeah.
And have Christy narrate.
Okay, we're going to go in now.
Ooh, baby.
Still turned on a little bit. I'm turned on. I'm turned on by Christy's voice. I'm sorry.
All right, yeah. Anyways. Sorry, all right, well, thank you for coming, brother. And you don't have to hold the mic. You can put it down next to you, and then when we call on you, if you have something to say, like I said, just grab it and say it. Well, I'm very excited about the show. I haven't seen you two fucking assholes in a while. I don't know what happened to you.
Me?
Yeah.
Talk to Scopo. It's on Scopo, man.
Me.
Oh, shit.
He was with the Kumia Network.
Just had the last time I saw you, we did that show. We did Anthony's show.
That was a long,
time ago. That was before things were going on. That was a while ago.
Yeah. What's going on?
Yeah, well, you know.
With the girlfriend.
Yeah.
Oh, before you got married.
No.
Oh, yes. But I was talking about.
Talking about Anthony.
Yeah. Talking about the Danny thing.
The last time I saw you, we went to that cigar bar and then went to Ann's house. And but that was a while ago.
Yeah. That was the summer.
Yeah, that was fun.
Well, and I haven't seen you in a while. Where the fuck have you been?
I've just been fucking working, traveling,
all that.
Yeah?
Shit. Yeah.
Why do you look more adorable than ever?
I've been running. I've been running.
You lost weight.
My girlfriend bought me like $200 worth of running equipment because she knew I'd feel guilty if I didn't fucking run. So now I run around a story like I robbed somebody. But you know,
what's running equipment? You can
just, so like, she got me like these flashy Mike's, you know,
like because
he was laughing at me. I have these fucking like tight like leprechaun pants and shit, and I got like these running Nike
shoes.
You got
cheetah print joggers.
Yeah, it's fucking.
You weren't
crazy.
Offended that your girl just handed you a bunch of workout stuff and said, "Move it, fatso."
Well, anything to get him out of the Nintendo sweater.
This is where my mind is going.
Holy shit!
I like that sweater.
Yo, so
she should be wearing it, but. Her tits should be.
But yeah, I still drink a lot, though. That's the only problem. Man. So I'm like, but I'm running a lot, so.
You look good, man.
Chris Cotton, everybody.
I'm going to say how many black guys he can call me today.
I'm running out.
There's a few more.
There's only five more.
Yeah.
But yeah, thank you, man.
And welcome back. And now let the honey. Now, first of all, where are you from?
I'm from Providence, Rhode Island. Ooh.
So I'm from Boston, Massachusetts. Not Medford, you know, Massachusetts. So I've been there. Now this voice of yours.
Yeah. I went to Johnson & Wales.
Did you really?
Yeah.
All right.
Can you never Johnson excite her again? That hurt my ears.
Yeah.
Never say something in common again.
Did you
mean it? What's wrong with your cheeks? Why do you have to push them down?
I don't know. It's just happening.
Do you take painkillers for that?
No. Oh, no.
Listen to me.
Yeah.
Did you whip for her voice?
No, for her cheeks.
Stop whipping one-liners, you fucking asshole. Sorry. Did you take pink? She keep making her laugh. I'm trying to get a question out of this fucking this chipmunk cheek son of a bitch. Listen, so
yeah.
So you're a stand-up comic.
Yes.
Now, do you go up? Now, this voice. Now, I don't understand it. I've never met anybody with a voice like this.
Really?
Yeah. Now, have you been like this? Did you get into an accident? I mean, is this the way you've talked?
Yeah. This is pretty much the way I've
you
always
get into like a birthday party accident?
Never. No, it's bizarre. Right. And I got my tonsils taken out like
wow.
As an adult too, because I used to get like sore throats a lot and tonsillitis. Right. And I thought maybe that would change my voice, and it didn't at all.
Really? Do you smoke?
No, I've never smoked.
Do you have a boyfriend?
Not at the moment, no.
Now, what do these guys say when they, do they like it?
It's like a real mix.
But after a while, is it like, like after a year into the relationship, did you ever hear him go, just shut the fuck up. Fucking stop saying words.
I think it's like a lot of like, it's hard to take me seriously when I'm upset about something.
Can you do me a favor? Can you get mad? I just want to see.
Yeah.
Well, let's pretend we're fighting. I just want to see what it sounds like to fight.
Okay, well, I think I would go like low. Like I can make my voice sound a little normal.
All right, go ahead. all right, what the fuck? You know what? Fuck you. You're the fucking asshole that's been not doing the dishes. And I say do the dishes.
UCB. This one. Is one.
Yes, and that one.
Yeah.
Yes, I have.
Why am I always the one that has to do the dishes?
You're right. You know. You win. I'm out. You win. Yeah. I'll do the dishes.
That's like a fight for the 1950s.
Yeah. Just I'll give you a raspberry.
I used to not like it at all, but now I like it a lot. I hope it gets like even weirder.
Do you when you talk during sex?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, you do.
Yes.
So
yes.
Can you just like I don't want to put you on the spot, but what would you say?
You know what you want her to say, Bobby.
Well, I
what? You know what you want her to say in that voice.
God, if you put a pinky in her ass. Oh my God. Dude, fucking dog whistle. You know?
Could you just say,
Bobby
this.
Was to say, I
so
love you.
Bashful.
Just say this. I do like when girls say, I love
you.
We've heard that, yeah.
So, no, just say, say, oh, God, Bobby, you're the best. I love it when you plow me.
Oh, Jesus Christ, you want me to say that?
Just say that. Just say it. But you don't have to look at me. Look at Mike.
You can look at me.
Let me get the video ready.
Yeah, just say it. Ready? Go, come on, baby.
Oh, Bobby, you're the best. I like it when you plow me.
Ooh.
It was like a question. Like, you want to show us?
Man, that's
like
how you know.
Is he plowing Bobby right now?
Oh, Bobby, you're so big.
Yeah, can you make it more like a statement?
Yeah.
Like an exclamation.
Oh my God. I hope my parents don't listen.
I hope no parents listen to this. Yeah. They think we have a child on this podcast.
Yeah, my parents don't even know I do this.
You really want?
I just say it. Yeah, say it like you mean it.
Oh, Jesus.
But just put baby, put baby at the end of it. Just say, put plow me, baby.
Plow me, baby. Oh, God.
What would you do?
I don't like
it. Now she's so disappointed in
all right, let's move
now
on.
Now she knows. Hey, where from wow. she want to show this?
Oh, my God.
Wow. She got disappointed at the end.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
What bottom. Am I doing?
Like her. She has no motivation no. whatsoever.
Oh, how bad did God. I want to be on this podcast?
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were Stavros.
I expected some, you know, going into this, but I didn't expect that.
Well, now it's out of the way. So,
wait, yeah. have you ever sucked on helium and listened to what you
yeah,
sound like?
Yeah, it sounds crazy.
Ooh, we got to get
even more intense.
Is there a
yeah.
fucking balloon place around?
There's got to be. A party city?
Let me yelp it.
I love that you ask him a question of where there's something and he pretends like it's 1985 yeah. and we're still using Thompson guns. I don't have a I wish I had a thing in front of me that you could literally just type in, say, I need balloons.
Yeah.
Let me
check
go, there's a balloon.
I got my Yelp up.
5 minutes away.
Let me check my almanac.
Ask Siri, you fuck. It's
my Siri doesn't work.
Oh, no I'm shit. It doesn't like you. Your Siri thinks you're dumb.
It just killed itself. Like, I'm done.
No more.
I won't answer miles. You. You're stupid. 0.3 miles. Do we have to tell you what that is?
That's 3 blocks.
Dang.
Yeah. That's not bad.
So see, this is what bugs me. He's smart in, like, small little boutique areas.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like good deals.
Weird boutique. Smart. Yeah, I'm weird smart.
He's very boutique-y smart.
Right.
All right, should I go?
Yeah, okay, yeah, go. I'd love to hear
it. It was
that.
So fun. Are we all going to do it?
No.
No.
Okay.
No interest.
No, listen, get
I want to do it.
Get enough balloons.
What if my voice gets deeper?
what if we switch voices?
How you just like, scope on a balloon?
Now, room? Do you
in the middle of the show.
Sounds like the most natural thing that's ever been done.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you use this in does cartoons or has anybody approached you to be on? Do you use it for anything?
Yeah, I started to. Well, right now I go on a lot of voiceover auditions.
Yeah.
And I haven't really booked anything so big yet, but I've done
if they
a
ever bring
bit.
Back Rugrats, you're in.
I want to do a lot more.
They ever bring back anything on Nickelodeon or some shit, you're in.
I would like, that's what you know.
I love that he switched up the joke because it didn't get a laugh.
Yeah.
He tried to get a broader
I
audience.
Yeah. Like,
in movies.
We literally have headphones. We're listening.
Everybody heard it. People can rewind it.
Yeah, dude, we heard it. We just didn't laugh. I love it.
The fuck? It's like that, Beck. Can I try it again?
Save it.
So now how long have you been doing comedy?
About 6 years.
Jesus Christ. Literally, it's like a knife when she sings years.
Years.
Now, adorable. Oh, I can't even look at your face. I just want to bite your cheeks. Are you Irish, Italian?
Yeah, I'm Irish and Italian.
I'm going to fuck up my wife. Well, my wife. Listen, I know you're not into me right now, but you will be.
You will be. After I rape you, you'll be into me.
I would never rape you.
I'm not worried about being raped.
I would never ever do okay. that. That's just I would just
I'll
offended.
Just touch you in awkward.
No, I would never.
Everything else still on the table, but rape.
Yeah. We're not gonna touch until you want to be touched.
There you go. No
okay,
rape.
I'll get you to where you need to be. I'll wear you down.
Notice the Bill Cosby record up on the
show. Yeah, right above his head.
Oh. Fucking Lauren's trying to take a tit out now. Pay attention to me.
I'm over here.
Check out that urethra.
I'm growing a beard every 5 seconds.
That's good. Fuck, she pees. It sounds like a laser.
Pew, pew. I just want this thing out of my vagina.
Oh, I've heard that before.
So it is Black History Month.
Yeah.
This is the first week of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's right.
Did I say of it? Is that bad? Yeah. Is that like them?
For them.
We had the Super Bowl this weekend, and I guess Beyonce.
Ooh.
I guess everybody had an agenda, which was pretty funny. Yeah. The gays, the blacks.
Yeah, the gays had Coldplay.
Well,
The gays had Coldplay.
The gays had Coldplay. Yeah. The blacks had Beyonce. And then there was Bruno Mars, who's just everybody loves.
Yeah.
Uptown Funk, gonna give it to you. Whing!
That's exactly what Bobby was doing and doing it again.
That was the most impressive thing so far.
Yeah.
But that Bruno Mars song is catchy. You got to admit.
So
it's
catchy. Catchy.
So
catchy.
It was just all too much.
It was horrible. Yeah. It was a horrible.
It was
like,
just a Beyonce
like, who
concert.
The fuck can we put together that doesn't make any sense?
Poor Coldplay in the
oh,
background.
Oh, yeah. Chris Martin was trying to bounce around.
Yeah. Trying to squeeze in between them.
His fucking
it.
Jankle, sparkly
pants. How do you feel about the everybody was on today saying, you know what, you know, fuck you, good for Beyonce for finally coming out and standing up for Black Lives Matter and her people and finally being like, you know what, good, she made the Super Bowl about Black Lives Matter, the Black Panthers, and she made a statement, a political statement. And all the Republicans and all the, you know, white people are like, yeah, but this is our, this is all we got
Super
left.
Super Bowl day.
This is it. Right. We let you, we let you guys
come. Super Bowl to the black guy.
We let you guys come in and sing. But come on.
I'm just glad people are getting the message that she's trying to put in the video instead of the fucking Red Lobster thing, because Red Lobster sales went up like 20%.
Nobody.
Because that fucking song.
See, what are you talking about?
See, this is the thing. This is the problem.
That's what's annoying.
We... Bobby knows about the whole Black Lives Matter thing in the Beyonce song because you probably heard about it or heard of, like, me as a black person, I didn't know how super black it was until, like, I'm looking at Twitter. I'm seeing everybody break it down.
You didn't look at the black girls with the berets and sticking the fist up
at that
the
point,
end?
I mean, I was distracted because they were fine. And then, like, I took a step back and I said, oh, there's also a message. So when you're watching that Super Bowl, it wasn't, like, super black power-y to me.
No,
like,
just,
I felt
yeah.
it, but I was like, no. you know what? This looks like it could just be a performance. This could just be people.
I think it's more about the video.
Yeah,
like,
I think the
music
video is
the video's
definitely
very,
a statement.
Like, hardcore.
Yeah.
But it's good. It's a good video and shit, but...
But if
you know what it is, it's her white fans are like upset because this isn't for them, and that's why they're like bugging out.
Well, no, it's also football fans are upset.
Yeah.
They were.
They feel like they were.
This was snuck in.
It was.
You know what I mean? Where you know the halftime show is supposed to be neutral. You know, it's supposed to be baby white American.
They had gay sharks on last year. What are they talking about? Neutral.
What's that?
The Katy Perry thing. They had the sharks and shit.
They don't like
stuff.
That either. It's not a race thing. It's just a non.
They don't like anything. They didn't like Janet's titty out.
You don't want
right.
to put. You don't want to put
Janet
R&B.
That was great.
You don't want to put R&B singers in the Super Bowl. What you really want is like rock. You want instrumentation. You want people up there playing an instrument.
Did you say instrumentation?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. We're going to the next level. This Black History Month. We're going to another level.
Bobby's
want instrumentation. We want. We want a videography going on. You know. We want some choreography in it. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's a problem. I don't think that she shouldn't have done it last year, but she was the biggest star at that time. I think Bruno Mars shouldn't have done it, even though he had that one song that everybody loved. He did a great job, but I didn't think he was like big
right.
to do it. But
I thought Bruno Mars was the best I've seen in years.
He had a great performance, but I didn't think he was big enough to do the Super Bowl.
Are you crazy?
So he did it.
I'll tell you.
He did it.
I'll tell you. But I think he blew the fucking doors off of the Super Bowl.
When he did,
he blew it off.
Yeah, energy.
Came out, fucking energy, great songs, did a bunch of shit. I thought it was great. This year, I mean, fucking Christ. I wish they just went with Bruno again. Beyonce's cool, but, you know, we get it. Your fucking hair, you bam, 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 your fucking rips her head and her fat ass.
That's my
it's
Beyonce,
like,
girl.
Whatever.
I love her.
She's a bad bitch. Fucking, we get it.
But that's why they had to bring her and Bruno Mars, because Coldplay can't.
Why did they even book
it?
Coldplay if they knew that that was like,
because
they
got to go
to me.
I don't know.
They're like Coldplay, and then I'm up with like everyone else.
Yeah.
Like, just fucking book Nickelback if you're just gonna go ahead and like have some corny.
I knew you'd bring up that.
I don't even know who they are.
Hey, I love Nickelback, man. And Arbor.
You don't
want to
know.
That's what I was rocking.
Oh, really?
Doug ain't fucking with that.
That's why I had no friends.
Yes.
I mean, but is it, but like Giuliani has a problem with what she said about the cops, about like, you know, going against our police officer, which I got a problem against too. It's like, not every fucking, yes. There are bad cops. There are bad Marines. There are bad Air Force people.
Yeah.
There are bad Army guys, Navy guys. I mean, guys who've done fucked up shit that are in jail. Mm-hmm. They have a fucking jail for our military guys.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
just never hear about it.
Yeah.
And, yes, there are bad fucked up cops.
So
absolutely.
What's the problem with her having lyrics like about that, but like white people can do lyrics about fuck these Spanish people,
but
black
people. But if you come in and you sneak it in on a
on a subliminal message.
If it's a
you played a record backwards that says kill all the whiteies.
Well, what if
about the Corbin brand?
But what if it was a metal band and they snuck in some fucking fuck black people shit?
Right.
Are you talking about Creed?
Did they do that?
No.
They have religion. They have religion.
I saw that movie.
What if
it was a great movie?
You know what I mean? Like, I think people would complain if it was a religious statement. If it was some fucking Christian band that came in and started sneaking in Jesus shit, there'd be Muslims and other people complaining about that. Don't you think?
It's not a we hate cops thing though. She's like, stop killing stop killing us, right. Which is different than I hate all cops. When you're like, hey, stop killing me, that doesn't mean I hate you. It just means, hey, stop killing us.
Yeah.
It's a totally different thing. So when Giuliani is like, it's an anti-cop sentiment. Anti-cop is fuck the police. That's anti-cop.
That was a great song,
great
too.
Great song.
Great
song.
Great movie.
Great movie.
Awesome movie.
Great
movie.
Yeah.
I was Thug Life for a week after I watched that movie.
That's when her vagina got big.
Yeah. Oh. Got huge. I was really excited.
She was watching Cube on the TV like, oh. Hey.
So go ahead. Now explain it to me, Black. My Black brothers. Help me understand.
Hey, I don't really get this job, man. Put me down. What you digging on, baby? I tell you what, my brother. The thing is like, when you're saying stop killing us, that's different than we hate cops. Because we don't hate the cops. We hate that cops are shooting us. Yeah. And it's not all cops. It's just that the ones who are getting away
Brandon,
with it are cops.
Brandon,
don't you? Don't jump in this at all.
You're either with the guy on the couch or you're with your buddy. You can't be on both sides, okay?
This is the boy I finally have to pick a side. It's been 29 years in the making.
So that's the problem. Was it right for the Super Bowl? I guess because everybody was watching it, and if you're producing a Super Bowl, you want people to watch your shit. You
know? But who gives? Right,
that's
look,
true.
Who gives a fuck that? I really don't give a fuck that Beyonce did some. It was very subtle too. It wasn't like over the head. They didn't have like fucking cop rag dolls, and they were just
no, don't fucking hit.
Wasn't like Beyonce rode a cop's back out.
Yeah. like a giant couple.
Yeah, like Katy Perry.
Yeah.
Just stabbed him in the neck. But, I mean, who gives a fuck? And who cares about the gay thing either?
Yeah.
Who cares?
The fucking
right?
whole thing is just like a mess. Right, like no one gives a fuck. Like in a few weeks, no one's gonna be talking about. Next year, we'll have something new to complain about. It's just Super Bowl shit.
What would you rather take as a Black dude? Would you rather have Beyonce doing the Black Power or Black Lives Matter or Janet Jackson's titties coming?
Oh, titties
out.
All the time.
Titties.
Okay,
titties. Titties. That was a titty in the prime too. That was like 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Good.
That was back when that was a tight tit.
Janet still looks good.
She looks old. She don't age.
Justin Timberlake wasn't all the way black yet then.
No. No,
that's what makes him transition. He freed the titty. He was like, come on, Justin. Come on.
Yeah. That's what got him in?
Yeah, that's what got him in. We had a meeting.
His albums did get better after that.
Yeah, we were real,
That's when we started fucking jamming. We were like, you getting beautiful, man.
You can't sing soul till you've seen a black titty. And we all can prove it. We're like, all right, here you go.
I'm going to tell you right now. I don't think Janet's titty was that good looking.
You forget.
It's because of that tassel on, right?
You forget.
You couldn't see the aorta.
No,
it had that fucking sundial on her titty.
Oh, yeah, it had the cup. Yeah, like a little
tassel. I didn't like
pasty.
That.
But
pasty.
it was Janet's though.
But her titty was white Janet. As shit.
It was.
We gotta get a video or a
her titty. We can pull it up. Mark's got a computer right there.
I remember the.
I'm gonna tell you right now. Her titty was white as shit, and the nipple was. It looked like.
I mean, it's a big titty. She was. Cramping it out. That was a hole.
It looked like one of those fucking
like a chocolate kiss.
No, man.
What?
What is that?
You had to whisper that.
You ever see
that felt racist, Brandon? That felt racist.
Yeah. Did you ever see an Eskimo's lips? They get like kind of purple. They get purpley when the cold.
Yeah.
That it looked like a cold Eskimo lip titty.
Cold as a witch's
cold
teat.
Cold Eskimo lip titty.
There it is.
Right there. That's because of the light, though. That's why it's
so
light.
You're right. It was.
And it's mushed up.
It's mushed.
Yeah. It's mushed up.
Yeah,
she got some double D's.
The mush was smart because you don't want that thing hanging.
Look at that.
Yeah.
I disagree with that. I love a nice hang.
Oh, I don't know about it.
Oh, her lips are so luscious.
Look at Justin looking at it.
Yeah, he's like, that titty's all mine. Yeah.
Look how dark her face is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And look how
that's
light.
That's because she has makeup on her.
Yeah. Okay, but look how light her titty is.
Oh, look at him grab.
Oh, yeah.
I remember I was like, look mommy, look at that.
Yeah. I'll tell you, that's planned. Can I tell you why they planned that? Why? Why is it planned? CSI that's titty right now.
Because there's something covering the nipple.
Boom.
That's it.
You don't put
you gotta be a creep to know. You gotta know.
You don't put a metal sun nipple thing on.
Yeah, that's chafing.
For life.
Oh, wait,
thank God that I have the sun nipple.
There you go.
Look at that. Wow.
Oh, that's not even a cover.
Wait, her
that's
nipple was actually
nipple.
Out?
Wow. So the nip was out the whole time.
Oh. We got a nip.
Back and to the left.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, her titties aren't that good, man.
I think they're good.
Oh, I'd suck that sundial. Holy hell, look at that. Wow, is that Tito or Jermaine?
That's Michael.
That's what Michael wanted to do. Yeah. Go back to her titty nipple where we can see the nipple again. Okay. Go back to that.
I think it's good. I right think it's there. A good
look
nipple.
At this.
I think
now click on that for me. Now click on that. Now make that big.
Oh,
I just took us to a travel site.
Yeah. Don't you hate that? Yeah. They use a titty to get you to the site.
Wouldn't it be funny to log into something?
With the Scopo's MySpace.
Scopo right now is trying to figure out four balloons.
Yeah.
He's walking down the street like a
how many people? Three people.
He walks so slow, I blow by him when we walk.
If he comes in with undeflated balloons, I'm going to lose it.
I'll have my vagina blow it up for you.
Oh, just a couple queefs.
That doesn't even mean she's just saying vagina now.
That's true,
She's just trying to fucking be funny with her gash. All right, settle down, you fucking
all right, easy.
She really wants to really
I'll just have my vagina blow. It doesn't even make sense.
Lord, what
I almost want to make you do it, and if it doesn't work, you have to leave.
Right. We got it, hatchet wound.
Speaking of vaginas.
Yeah.
More Black History Talk.
I want to hear Christie's play a kazoo.
Jesus.
Oh, do you ever date a black guy?
Yes.
You did?
All right. That's right. Shout out to whoever that is. Blah, 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 blah.
When did you date a black guy?
Recently.
How many times did he tell you to shut the fuck up?
He never told me that.
Really? Was he a nerdy black guy?
No, he was very black.
Was he blacker than my man here? Blacker
than me? Maybe a little.
Really?
Yeah. Ooh, cool.
So he was black.
He might have been a little older. He might
be
a little
black.
Older.
I love black guys.
You do?
I prefer that.
Now, how does your father feel about that?
Yeah. Yo, it's lit.
You're
it's
just
lit.
Saying it because it's black history.
So you prefer a black guy over a white guy?
Yes.
You do? Fucking traitor.
Pick a side. Pick a side, Chris.
Wow, I'm back to my wife.
Wait a minute. Would you rather you're a white guy or Brandon?
Good question.
No, for real, though. I like that sweater.
You really know how to save a marriage, don't you?
I mean, no, I like white guys too.
But not as much as black guys.
I'm still in.
Why? What is it about black guys? What is it about black guys that you like more?
I know. A lot of things.
Like
I think because I'm.
Like, name one thing. I can tell you what I like about black chicks and what I like about white chicks. I like a black girl with no wig. I like an afro. I like a natural black girl.
I like that too.
I love afro that really turns me. Like a tight one, too. Like a nice tight curl. Mm.
Yeah.
I like thin. I like from the Tootsie tribe. Like a thin.
Oh, see, I don't like.
She could run like 17 miles. No problem.
Bobby, you know what I mean? His black heart stamped right then.
What?
You got your black heart stamped right
there. I
do.
Looked
at a tribe out there and you knew exactly what it was.
He just said he likes black women that can run really fast.
What are you going to do with a black girl that can run really fast?
Listen, if we wander into a white neighborhood in Boston, right now. I want her to be able to run with me. I don't want to have to leave her behind.
Run, Zulu, run!
Dude, is that fucking Bob Kelly with a fucking schwarzer? Get him!
They're not open-minded still. Get out of here.
I just like big guys.
Like what do you mean? Like chubby?
Chubby's fine as long as they're bigger, much bigger than me.
Really? Damn. That's fucking weird.
Nice.
You like that too, probably.
Yeah.
hang on one second.
Yeah, take that belt off, Bobby.
Hang on, what'd you say, Debo?
I said take the belt off. It'll accentuate.
Hey, why don't you take this napkin off? Fucking wrap it around your microphone.
Debo was so confident in that one, too.
It was the timing. That timing fucked him up. That would have been a good one if he spit it out the right time.
Yeah.
And then I made him say it twice, which always sucks the air out of it.
That never works.
Comedy chess for you.
I know from personal experience.
So
Nickelodeon.
If I was ever going to animate the show, these are the people I want on the show. So listen to me.
Yeah.
So you.
Man, things got so much better when Scopo left. Coincidence?
So.
He's probably going to arrest him with those balloons. Yeah. What are you doing down the street?
He's got a balloon and a big lollipop.
I bet he's eating a slice of pizza. I bet he stopped.
He might be.
Dude, I haven't eaten. I got to go pick up garbage money.
He might be bombing at a mic.
Yeah, this ass is big. All right, I gotta go. So, is it a black guy's lips? Is it his culture? What makes you like a black guy?
I think
more than a white guy.
Probably their culture.
Really?
And yeah.
Like what? Like what about their culture? Like
food? Well, I like that. No.
You guys do that, right?
We gotta take the card back.
I did. Listen. Whoa.
I don't know what's wrong.
Hang on. I did a black chick.
I just love how Bobby thinks of Mike and I just sit at home with cans of beans. Like, oh, it's a good day, brother.
No.
Beans and tuna. Beans and tuna.
Hang on. You're peaches. I'm talking about peaches.
Peaches.
I knew a black.
It's not 1964.
Hang on one second. Hang on one second. The black girl that I dated.
Why can't it be in a can?
Hang on. The girl came out.
Bobby.
Let me get to organic markets where he lives.
First of all, you're thinking of a boxcar hobo.
Let me say this. Jesus Christ. All right, listen to me. Michael. The black girl that I dated, Debbie. One of the
Debbie.
She was black as shit, man.
Debbie Fix.
She came out. I was sexiest thing. I had to pick her up on the projects. She came out of her house and she had a can of peaches.
He made it the most stereotypical black woman.
She goes, baby, you want a peach? And I was like, yes, I do. And I ate a peach out of her fingers. No fork.
Whoa.
We don't got utensils. We don't got plates. We don't have fruits and trees. We just have hands and the will to survive. So Bobby,
one day I'm going to get out this project, but for now I'm going to have this can of peaches.
Bobby, one day I'm going to get us a fork and a plate.
So listen, is that why you like it? Why do you like a black man over a white man? What does it do?
Eat
out of cans.
It's not. No, it's not because of the can. I just think that Mike. I think.
She thinks that's real.
I just think Mike.
Because you know they eat out of cans, right?
They don't have utensils in their culture.
I just think I've had better experiences
sexually.
Yeah. And I think that black guys, they like a curve. Like, I'm a bigger girl.
I'm very confident, and I think that they appreciate it in a way
that a lot of the white guys I've been with haven't.
So black guy will like a chubbier girl.
I think so.
And you don't have to worry about, you know that your curves and your juiciness.
Yeah.
A black guy's just like, cool, I'm into it.
Well,
a white
guy, I love my body. I don't want to be thin, and I like that.
I like it too. Black men, I think I like that you like your
body.
A
lot of them will appreciate.
Yeah.
I like it.
I like it too.
Curvy.
Thank you.
Yeah, we like the curves.
Curvy, like peaches in a can.
Nice peaches.
We like curves and juice from the can.
That's what's interesting about women, you know, serious talk here.
Yeah.
Is
I want to get serious.
I would like to get serious.
Okay, is like, I notice a lot of women like guys for what they like about them, but guys just like what they like.
That's not true. Anytime a girl asks me what I like in a woman, it's a girl who digs me. That's it. If you're fucking into me 100%, no matter what, I like you.
No matter what?
Well, what do you mean, no matter what?
I mean, like, if you're not attracted to her, but she's attracted to you, you're now attracted to her?
It's something about that will make it attracting to me, where I'll be like, yeah, let's hang out. I'm not going to say I'm going to marry you or be my fucking longtime girlfriend, but we could hook up and have an experience together that won't be bad. That wouldn't be terrible. We'd walk away going friends and probably talk forever.
Yeah.
But if a chick digs me... I would dummy couldn't get the manager to fucking open. He is literally the dumbest person I know. Not 1 ounce of common sense. Literally would ruin fucking literally Jesus' birthday party. He'd fucking ruin.
And he's holding balloons, which makes it more fun.
But anyways, yeah, I've had girls that I didn't like, but all of a sudden they really just fucking liked me.
Yeah.
With nothing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And no ties to it.
Yeah.
And then I wound up just being like, shit, I like you too. Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I've had sex with a couple tens in my day, and I think sex with a seven is always better.
I can understand that.
I think
always.
So too.
Because
there's
less pressure.
Thing and everything like that.
It's less pressure. She appreciates it more. The 10 probably just lays there, you know?
Right. Thinks that they can just get away with their looks. Oh, boy.
No, don't give them to her. Hold on. We're not going to do it right now.
Okay.
Save it.
Well, he walks in and just gives it to her. Like, it is your problem now. Tie him onto the mic stand over there. Give him to Lawrence.
I don't want to use this word because it sounds lame, but I
big
like.
Big dick?
Like, I do like big dick, but I like just like swag. Like,
confident.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. Yes. Black guys have free shirts.
That's such a lame term.
And they give you like hats.
I like merch.
Don't you know that? That's what we do.
Yo, 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 check this keychain.
A guy with some merch. That's
yo,
what
I got these
cans. But I like the way they carry
yo,
themselves.
Yo, baby, thank you for sucking my dick. Here's an iPhone case.
That's
with my
what
name
I want.
On.
Thank you.
That's what the money that we save for the cans goes towards, bro.
Yo, you gotta.
When we recycle.
You need a thumb drive?
But I think Mark has like a good point with what you said about like. But I think it's just. Also, I think with a woman, it's the way you feel when you're with a man. You don't want to feel bigger than your man.
Right.
You don't want to feel like you're a beast when you're, you know, getting physical
with
a smaller guy. You don't. That's not attractive.
My wife, what I've learned about my wife for the last couple of years is she doesn't like when I'm hurt. It's very unattractive. Like if I get sick,
oh, that's so
and
sweet.
I don't man up. Like, cause I
oh,
you know,
I love when
she
get sick.
my wife wants me to.
You gotta be like a war.
She don't.
Like,
well, because my wife's a warrior. She don't give a fuck. She just. So if I'm up, like if I'm puking, I had a fight with her. I'm like, look, man, get the fuck up and rub my back. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Give me a couple rubs and ask me if I need. At least wake up and go, are you cool?
Right.
I don't need this fucking. I'm not dating a Viking wife. Right, yeah.
Get out of bed, faggot.
My wife, when I'm in the backyard, like this summer, I did a lot of shit in the backyard. I build a lot of shit now, and I was. She goes. I like. She says. She goes. I like when you're out there in the backyard.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
It's, I like a man's man. Like I don't want to see you cry.
Yeah.
I don't care about your sob story.
Wood.
Be a man.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I like.
Beard.
Yeah. When the cops are beating you, you
hit
better
you a little bit.
Yeah. You better take that beating.
Yeah.
Smack you around.
You can run your eyes.
It's attractive to me.
That was weird. My wife said that. I was like, oh, I get you, you little dirty girl. You like seeing your dad out there fucking taking care of the backyard. Getting the pool ready for the summer, you little slut.
Every girl wants a daddy.
I built Lauren just says shit now.
Yeah, right.
Lauren wants so much attention. She wants it so bad.
Can you literally back some of this up? You little daddy, big vagina.
Everybody wants daddies in the lab. Having a raid.
You can use my pussy to blow up your car tire. What?
You're better than this, Lauren.
Yeah.
How many of those balloons can you get in your snatch?
It's four and a half.
Wow.
I'd like to see that.
Lauren can stop the bleeding of a bullet with her snatch. Put her pussy over your snatch like a fucking squid tentacle. Fuck, I fucked it up. Give me the bandana. Indian boy. Come on, Gunga Din. Give me that. Wow. He was really fast with that.
Yeah.
I'm so surprised they haven't gotten that bandana yet.
You can say anything.
How can you get it?
I'm waiting for the N-word.
I'm not giving this to you. That voice and you like banging black eyes. I'm not getting... fucking blogged about.
Goddamn right. Goddamn right.
So, I don't even know. I mean, look, I like black girls, but I like white girls more. I've always, Spanish.
Love Spanish.
Okay.
Love
Spanish. All right. Love you know what, dude? Spanish. You have to throw Spanish to me.
Curves, man.
Top. Spanish are right there. Well, but Spanish is a dream. Spanish to me was always a dream. I always thought I would marry. The best sex I've ever had was with Spanish girls.
But there's different kinds of Spanish.
Puerto Rican.
Yeah. Okay, there we go.
Wow.
Dominicans are the baddest, but they're fucking nuts.
Very domestic Spanish. You can't. Very domestic. Where you
Dominican is Mexican. I've been with a couple Mexicans, but it's not like it's...
You want to kidnap them for the show.
You know, like, you know what I mean? Like, okay. Puerto Ricans can get abs.
Was this an American Puerto Rican? Or like, you know what I mean? Where, like, she from Puerto Rico?
I like
Rico,
a Puerto Rican.
Like,
I like a Cuban.
What about Colombian?
I like, yeah, I like
Colombian's
that.
Tight.
Like, I've been with a couple Mexican girls, and they were smoking hot. Okay. But I still like, the hottest chick I ever dated was a blue-eyed, naturally blue-eyed Puerto Rican.
Wow,
chick.
Oh, that's a unicorn. Jesus Christ.
It is.
Tough. Yeah, that's a good find.
I fucked her in the woods by a rehab.
Oh, they created her in the rehab lab.
Damn.
I've got some can of peaches.
Did something appear? That sounds like a spell.
Let me see how you like.
He put a can of peaches in a trap. He just wandered over to it.
With a box with a stick. Oh, man. Millions of peaches.
Damn you,
peaches
Debbie.
For
yeah, she was blue-eyed Puerto Rican, man. Woof.
Yeah.
She was probably one of the hottest girls I've ever seen in my life. I always thought I would get a Spanish girl. I wound up getting a mix. But I like my wife because she's. I like brown haired girls. Ooh. More than blonde.
Me too.
And
me
I
too.
Like. I think blondes have wetter pussies.
Mm. Interesting. Well,
that's well.
Let's test that out.
Get out the dipstick.
Call it a dipstick.
Spread them wide.
All you have to do is get a paper towel and see if it's just swap it on the bottom of hers and hers. Yeah. See which one sticks.
Yeah, you're right. It's like a Bounty commercial.
Only with the brawny guy.
Ooh,
love him.
Just have him sit on a pillow. I think Spanish are number one, but it's unattainable because they're so uncontrollable. Mm. Every Spanish girl I've been with has been a tempers. Fucking. I mean,
you couldn't. You didn't want to deal with it. You did your personality. Yeah. You wasn't dealing. With
I like
with
a
that
white
shit.
Chick personality. You know okay. what I mean?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
fights when needs be. Like yeah. when I step over the line, my wife will ball up her fist and have a physical fight.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? If I get out of line, she'll go shut. Fuck you. But up and that line is really far.
Okay.
Like a Spanish chick will fucking lose her mind. I had a chick scratch my face at a fucking food mart.
Oh, God.
Whoa.
She wanted cookies.
In public? Yeah.
Whoa.
Cookies. Cookies. And I was like, look, I don't got enough money to buy you cookies. She was like, I want cookies.
Fucking broke ass motherfucker.
I want cookies, papi. And I was like, listen.
Fucking bandejo.
And I was like, look at
but you probably never felt closer to a woman. Yeah. I want cookies too, baby.
I think Spanish number one, but there's different types of white. Like,
yeah.
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I like a big nosed.
Why'd you point at me?
Yeah, like
finally getting some attention. Yeah.
I do. I like a big nosed Jersey chick.
Mm, I like that too.
Yeah.
Number
yeah.
two, I would say that number two, a big nosed Italian. You know that brown brunette, a big nosed brunette. Whatever nationality that is, with a nice body.
A little darker
that,
skin?
Yeah, a little.
Yeah,
that bronze skin. That's yes. That's delicious. Yeah,
then I go to a chick. My wife has a little Native American in her,
ooh.
Too.
Ooh.
So do I. That. I'm like 5% Cherokee Indian.
Big fan.
I am. My grandma told me I'm like 5% Cherokee.
Well, yeah. What's your top three?
Yo, it's Dominicans, number one.
Number
it's
one.
Just fucking... Yeah. Best sex.
Better than Puerto Rican.
But yeah. So Puerto Rican's next, but then Ethiopian is
whoa.
Number three.
Ethiopian. Like a little AIDS-y. All right. Wow. Damn. You don't have to buy him dinner.
Yeah, you do, just but you have to eat it with your hands.
Just three chickpeas. We're done.
Cheap dating.
Yeah.
Just gotta remember what hand you wiped your asshole with when you go to date a fucking Ethiopian.
Yeah, you smell your fingers later like, wait a minute.
Uh-oh. Well, chickpeas and shit are on the same hand. Pussy and squid is on the right hand. What?
Squid.
Go ahead.
Yeah, smoother skin.
What?
Smoother skin. Hmm. Ethiopian woman, man.
Oh, that's some horse shit.
You don't...
Where was your argument then?
I don't have one. I mean, it's not here to be like, hey,
Mike just called Jordy. Well, your argument was,
oh, I thought that was Lauren.
I queef.
Yeah.
That'll happen a time or two.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Lauren does sound like a tired dog.
Horse about to take off.
An old basset hound. Just got the feather going up and down. Yeah.
No, but back in Michigan, there was like a lot of Jewish girls.
Where? In Babushka?
In Michigan, there's a lot of Jewish girls.
That's mine.
And they were cool, but like, they got boring after a while. Like, once I came to New York, that's when you get the Kurds, you get the
I told you, man, I did an Israeli girl, and she didn't know how to fuck at all.
What? Oh, man, yeah. I did an Israeli girl. She was wild.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, she was a soul cycle instructor. Unreal.
What's your top three? What's your top three?
I'd say I like Italian broads. That's my number one.
That's number one.
I like that schnoz. I like the skin, the dark hair.
Love the schnoz, man.
Love a schnoz.
Why is a schnoz so fucking hot?
It gives the face some edge.
Yes.
You know? like Jennifer Grey and Ferris Bueller's Day Off when I was a kid.
All right.
Yeah, with the glasses and a schnoz.
Yes, yes.
I
want
to just come on your face.
I'm with you. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Stop. Sorry about that. I got too carried away, ladies.
Yeah.
If my wife listens.
You ever jizzed on glasses before? That's a good time.
Yeah, try jizzing on a fucking crucifix.
All right.
Make sure to tune in next week.
Yeah. Oh, is anything hotter than jizzing on a fucking crucifix?
Jizzing on dashiki, we're good.
Having some chubby Catholic girl cleaning off Jesus' face and her wedding ring. Now that's a good time.
Oh man,
that's two cents.
That's great.
I want to jizz in a Torah and close it. It'll never open again.
All right, what else you got?
I go Italian, then I go Jewish. I like super Jew. Big Jew face on a lady.
Bald head?
I like a Jewish girl, and I'll tell you why. And I don't know why I'm turning Jewish. Yeah. I'll tell you why. Because they're dirty.
They do. No sexual guilt.
Jewish girls back in Michigan, they would give me blowjobs in cars like it was nothing.
Is that right?
Before I even took them to movies, in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Blowjobs. Yeah. We're going to see 8 Mile now. Did she give me a BJ?
But they blew you in at the end. They went, so you still taking me to the movies, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I did earn this.
I want to see it too, bitch.
I earned this in a half salad, half sandwich. You guys in the chat room, I want your three, so get them together right now. I want your top three.
Spanish is three for me.
All right, three. Spanish?
I like, I guess, Puerto Rican.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Puerto Rican is hot.
That Rosie Perez.
It's that. I used to have a hack joke about it where it was like, you know, papi, hey, papi. And you could just make that Puerto Rican Spanish up. You go, pastor lo lofes.
Oh.
You
know what I mean?
But Mexican, they all sound like they're sick. It's like, hello, you want to come to my house?
Yeah,
I got
right.
boogies in my nose.
Right.
I don't feel too good, but you can come over.
It's so cute.
Wait, why do they sound like guys?
Well, I can't do it.
It's all one accent. That's what it is.
What do you got, Mike?
Oh, man. I was trying to think of this, man. I was going to say Spanish.
Wow, black girls, really? But it's February.
I know, but
and
I'm not going
to motherfucker.
Black
women,
we still love you.
Say,
we still love y'all.
I said I was going to say Spanish.
Because it's the truth.
Month, but because
no,
of
no,
the
no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no,
no, no, no,
fuck that shit.
Barack Obama got a year left in there, so we go.
Listen to me. You don't think, listen to me.
Brown skinned, black, strong.
Listen.
Well read.
Come on, listen.
Employed.
Listen, with Jada Pinkett. Listen.
Oscar snubbed.
I want to ask you a question. Seriously, Michael.
Good.
I want to know.
Called you Michael.
This is what is real.
Listen, Miguel.
Yes, in yours.
Don't fuck this shit. I really want your top
three. Okay, you're in my top three.
I want top three. Don't. Now, there's no. Who cares?
See, this is the thing. My top.
Say it.
You're married to a white woman, for the record.
Yeah, an Australian. This is the thing.
Australia, okay.
This is the thing.
You married a white woman?
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah. You're happy for me, Bobby.
I'm happy for what your
Bobby's
kids are going to have.
Bobby's face just lit up.
Yeah. It's bigger than me.
Good kids.
So I think they're going to be gorgeous.
Your kids are going to have your eyes.
Oh, gorgeous.
Yeah. You have great eyes.
And all the privilege.
And they're going to be dual citizen.
Yeah.
And they'll be able to go back and forth. When shit fucks up here, they'll be able to go back over there.
They're going to be great.
Right. That's great. Great, man.
But that's
good
what I was gonna say. I was gonna say anything that's for some reason anything that's mixed with not from America. So like if you're like maybe Italian and you're like from Italy, then I'm like I'm all about that.
But you can't say hybrids though.
Yeah, listen, man.
I know that's
I'm
what I'm
not
saying.
Asking,
I can't. So, okay,
listen,
so I'll do that.
I'm not
Spanish,
for an eco
okay,
car. I need a fucking
eco
car.
Something that powers itself. A woman who powers herself.
A Honda, a Toyota, Lexus. What are you picking?
Okay. I'll say Spanish first. I'll say Spanish. I'll say Dominican. I'll get focused. I'll say Dominican first
because they're darker. They are darker.
If you have a Puerto Rican and Dominican together, you could talk to them and be like, you know, you guys have African roots, right? Dominican's probably gonna be like, yep.
Fuck you. Stop trying to add the fucking black shit in.
I have to. It's
you
this
pick,
month. It's
but
this
you
month.
Pick Spanish.
Yeah, but I'm saying.
Everybody, listen. Fuck you. Fuck,
yes.
Fuck everybody. Everybody wants a Spanish girl.
Yeah.
Everybody.
But I just gotta.
Martin Luther King would be like, I had a dream of Puerto Rican. And she sucked
I'm
my
sure
dick.
He had him. Too.
And I ate an asshole.
I'm sure he did.
You only heard about the white woman, but you know he was getting that Puerto Rican pussy.
Oh, yeah. Mike's going to be like, number three is Idris Elba.
Well, who's your, all right, so Puerto Rican, number one. So who's
Dominican.
Number two?
No, Dominican.
All right, whatever.
You're
just, Spanish.
You're trying to, okay.
All right, Dominican.
Spanish, I'll
Spanish.
Say Spanish.
One, number one, Spanish. Go
Spanish. And the second, I don't know if I'm going to go black or white on that.
Well, you know. Your
I
wife,
know where I should go. I know where I should go.
Because you're black.
Yeah.
You should go black.
But this is the thing.
Dude, just be honest.
Just be real.
You don't have to. It doesn't make you less black.
Because it's okay. Look, you guys know. There's
that you
types.
Like white women better.
You guys know. You guys know what you should answer this.
I got it. I got it.
But you know, like, you got a type. You got a very
yeah, sure,
like,
sure.
Like, if you say Jewish,
Mike, you know
Jewish,
what you
a certain
say,
Jewish type that you
what
like.
Do you like? Like?
Of course.
What do you
I'll
like?
Say this. I'll say black and then white.
No, that's not true.
You know that's
what do you mean it's not true?
I've never seen you in the years I've known you. I've never seen you go with black.
Where's your butt now?
We only 9 days in, Brandon. It's a leap year. We got an shit. Extra day. Do this to me. This is the thing.
I'll tell you what the thing is.
No, wait.
You hate black people.
Hang on.
Shut up.
Jesus, Scopo.
Okay. Now, remember when we were talking, Bobby.
What the fuck?
I mean,
I'm so angry.
Jesus,
Scopo. Hey, this isn't the real ass podcast. Relax with your fucking.
You got a momentum going. You're just throwing out the hug.
Oh, God, your people are loud.
Here's the thing. He says it. He says it in his fucking. But you hate black people. Jesus Christ.
We
not
get it.
Him.
Not sorry, I was on the phone with my father. Listen, this
all right,
is my dad.
Right, I want you to say what you're going to say. Here we go.
Now, you remember how you said Spanish, right?
I do remember that.
You remember that, right?
Yeah, it was 10 fucking minutes
ago. 10 minutes ago. 10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Because of certain things that
can you
happen.
Stop using your political hands?
I feel like I'm running for something. I feel because he got at me about black women. Anytime you talk about a black woman, you have to have hands, diagrams, and situations.
Just own it. You like white women better.
I don't like white women
you
better.
You married
I
a
just
white woman.
I just mesh with. Sometimes I can't
Whoa!
Deal with certain.
Oh!
Oh, I'm married. I got nothing to lose.
You listen.
I do.
I mean, I do.
All your I never you had a white woman. So you have to explain it all the time. Like it's whatever. Right, it's whatever. Right.
Hang
point.
On. I really want to get this. Yeah. So you get along better.
Yeah.
With a white woman.
If they're usually from not either the country or if they have something they're knowledgeable about black culture, like Chrissy was saying.
Right. Okay.
Like it's just not like, like me and Lauren would not work. Me and Chrissy probably work.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
You like a girl who bangs black dudes.
Yes. I wouldn't.
Or not a girl like Lauren who would bang a black guy if she was drunk.
Yeah.
Like after a double shift.
I don't want to pop. I don't want her tired, drunk, and have to fight a case later. I don't know. I don't want any of that shit.
Listen, just stick it in me. I love you on the show. You were so funny. I don't want him to fuck Scoble, but he's not into it. He's a queer. Bobby's too fat. Mark Norman, he's too good for me. That fucking asshole. I tried to sneak a peek at his cock when he was pissing, but he wouldn't even let me in. What? And that little Brandon, I think he's gay too. I think I saw him and Scopo. I'm not fucking him while he does video games. I would hate that fucking chubby blonde chick's pussy, but her voice fucking bugs me. So just stick it in my cunt. Come on, let me take it out.
The guy on the couch, I let him pee on me.
We have some response from the chat.
Let's go.
I feel so bad for black women. That's got to be tough for black women.
You know what? Fuck, stop. Feel bad for Asian men.
That's
the only
good
person
point,
you should feel bad.
No, they don't. They,
black women. Black
not
women are hot March. As shit.
They're hot
black,
as shit. But
black women get fucked, and everybody will choose them. It's just in a, when I said three, you're gonna put Spanish up there. Now you're throwing Jewish. If you technical, would be a white woman. So
I guess so.
You
yeah.
know what I'm saying? So you yes, picked you yeah. picked a religion, which is weird. So I would
I'll say Israeli.
Okay, but that's still a white. That's yeah. white.
All right.
Okay.
That's
right.
what I would
so,
say with the
so
Spanish.
So if you would say Spanish, yeah. I would say Spanish, then I'd say white, and then I'd say black.
Okay.
For me. If you're going to go that route. But we started going subculture. You know,
yeah,
we started,
yeah, yeah,
we
yeah,
started
yeah.
chopping
that's
it up.
No one ever said Asian, too. Like, no one.
Well, nobody's going to say Asian. I would pick Spanish, black. I just pick a black girl over an Asian girl.
Yeah. I agree.
I would.
Yeah. I would,
I've been with
there are some have you been with Asian girls that are coming up, though. They got some curves on them.
No, Asian women are some gorgeous, but they're not
what are they
go-getters
fucking,
in bed.
What are like our watermelons?
I don't know.
We made them better.
I don't know what kind
like,
of plants they eat
like bananas?
Yeah.
Some of them, they got some blizzards.
They altering them?
Are they darker?
There's white men altering Asian women's booties?
Well, white women's asses got altered.
Yeah. And that's one of the reasons.
We're squatting it out.
I just wanted to just keep altering my thing.
Yeah.
But I just feel every black guy
like
who makes it big
yeah.
dates a white woman. And
but
that's got to be harsh.
I haven't
hard
made it
for a black
I
woman.
I haven't made it big. So, like, I'm just being natural.
Okay,
thank
you. But, no, I'm just saying, you know, every
talking
celeb.
About, like, Cuba Gooding Jr. and, like,
Wayne Brady and shit, right?
But look, football players.
No, but look, look at it depends on how what they around, because sometimes you have like a black guy who's coming from like, let's say a football player, right? And he's around like a lot of black women, he's dating these black women, then he goes to college because he's on some crazy scholarship.
Right.
Then the white women are throwing at him, and he's like, okay, let me try this. And then the level of entry for some of these white
can
women,
I stop for
then
a second?
Gets trapped.
Hang on 1 second. I think if you take everything out as men.
Yes, men. Okay.
There's a certain woman that we all will bang.
Oh.
And that woman is the woman that these college and professional athletes, that chick with the titties, the ass, the lips, the hair. Mm-hmm. So,
and they're doing everything for
black,
them.
White,
doesn't matter.
Blonde, that chick, that perfect, whatever the fuck it, we'd all just say, fuck
it. Yeah, you just put them in the box.
I'm eating her asshole. Right.
Right.
Yeah, so I'm going to fuck her in a jacuzzi.
Yeah.
I'm going to get whatever disease she has on my tongue.
And I don't care what you got.
Right. But when it comes to like, and when it comes to regular women, like, you guys are.
Regular women.
Just a bunch of regulars.
Like, I'm going to pick and choose out of this shit.
When it comes to your body,
I'm just basic, I guess.
Yeah, when you come.
I'm basic as fuck.
When you got a grab bag. But wait a minute.
When you read this too tight, you like,
yeah, Lauren had those power seats.
Rolling down your window in your car.
Yeah, like, she doesn't have GPS, but she has Sirius Saturday radio. You know what I mean?
But wait. But I'm just saying, the black women, I feel like they get fucked in the celebrity world.
No, not all of them. The thing is, that's why Beyonce did the Super Bowl. That's why she did the Super Bowl. Because as a black woman who's married to a black man, she is like an example of, look, this black dude got with this amazing black woman.
Yes.
And that's why I feel that's also part of
it. Don't forget
success.
About the amazing black kid they had.
An amazing all black kid.
What's his name? Her
Blue,
name?
Blue Ivy.
Blue Ivy. That's great.
Blue Ivy.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, it can't be like Roy. You know? It's got to be something interesting.
Yeah, you didn't fuck that kid like Michael Jackson blanket. That's good.
Oh, blanket?
And that kid was creepy as fuck.
Stop talking over each other.
Apple.
What is it? I can't hear it. What did you say?
Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris Martin's kid name's Apple.
Yeah.
Well, he can never get fat.
Hey, it's Red Delicious.
All right, before we go to you
and
Chris Adiba, what do we got in the chat room?
Mackerel Stevia says, my top three are Mongolian, Uzbek, and Swedish.
What the fuck is Uzbek? Swedish is good. Swedish is real good.
He's just trying to sound interesting.
First of all, it does sound interesting. So he succeeded because I'm like, Uzbek? What the fuck is that?
Google that right now.
It's like Eastern European.
Mongolian is basically, you know, me. Steven Seagal-eyed, tan little, you know, the people that bring you to the top of fucking, like, Mount Everest. They walk you up a mountain, and then they leave you. Those people, right?
I don't know. What is it, Mongolian?
Don't they fucking kick around a sheep intestine ball for fun?
That's like kind of Asian,
right? What else
right?
we got?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What
okay.
else we got?
The Cook 29 says Brazilian, Colombian, and Korean.
Brazilian!
Spanish.
They're Spanish.
All-inclusive Spanish.
I'm going Brazilian over Puerto Rican.
Ooh.
I'm changing. I'm changing.
You gotta
hold
be careful,
audible.
Though.
What do you mean?
Because of the, you know.
The what?
Because of the what?
Chick with dick.
Like, if you ever go to Brazil, right, you gotta be
I've been twice. And you don't have to be careful. I know right where they are.
Wait, what are you talking about? Like a couple of Laurens?
No. With the disease going around?
Oh, disease.
I'm going to school you on this real quick.
Talk about
Brazil, and now before I was going, I was panicking about that. They're the same AIDS rate as America, if not lower.
No, it's not AIDS rate. There's a new disease going around.
Smart Scopo.
I refuse to take any information from Chris Scopo. Because I'm going to let you go with this, but I guarantee you fall off the ledge.
We just talked about it. I don't know what it's called.
There we go. But,
I'm out. We're off the ledge. It gives the kids like really small
heads. I just told you that this morning.
Yeah. No, I knew about that.
We're not talking about
the Olympics.
Virus,
are,
right?
people,
hang on.
People are boycotting the Olympics. They don't want to go.
Why?
Because of that disease that's going around there.
Yeah.
We're talking about a sexual disease.
It's a sexual disease.
If the mosquito bites a woman when she's pregnant, that baby will have a tiny ass.
We're talking about the Zika virus.
Why is that a sexual disease?
It can be transmitted. I don't know.
You're talking like you know.
You literally stopped. I threw it out there. You guys listened. It was your fault.
I feel like I'm a law and order right now.
It is.
The smartest thing he's ever said. It's my fault for not steamrolling over this.
It really was, you know?
Perfect hair move.
But that's what you were talking about, that disease, right?
Yeah.
No,
I mean,
it's
just,
not, you're not talking about that. You're talking about AIDS.
I was talking about AIDS. I was talking about this. They got a high STD rate.
Listen, they do not.
I'm just getting nervous, man.
They do not. They actually. It's
not that I'm going to go to Brazil just to
I'm telling you right now. I did all the research. much. AIDS, the most is in Africa. Okay?
Yes, yes.
In the,
whoa,
the
Black History Month.
Slums in Africa are the worst, okay? Brazil, sex is a business. If they're giving people AIDS, because it's huge there. People go there to fuck.
Yeah.
And if they're leaving with AIDS, nobody's going.
That's like they're all dead.
That's like what's that? Yeah, they'll just be dead. So it's actually very controlled. Okay. Even the whorehouses, even the termuses, they call them termuses. A guy comes in once a week and checks them. And if anything, any type of transmitted disease, sexual transmitted disease, you're gone. You have to go get fixed to help, or you're gone. So they're not in
put
the.
Down.
They're in the.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You're gone.
You gotta get put down.
Need fucking murder.
How long can you tell when you have the AIDS virus? Like, how long do you know you get it?
Right away?
Philadelphia?
I hope you fucking get it. Philadelphia. I'd love for you to get
just,
skinny.
If you think you have AIDS, just watch Philadelphia.
Just watch Philadelphia.
Just watch
no, I'm not saying. I just how long do you know?
Like, watch Philadelphia.
I don't know anymore. I don't know anymore because they've pretty much cured AIDS.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
you can actually get AIDS and live. You're not. It's not a death sentence anymore.
Thank God.
So, but I would say I would say Brazilian is up there, but I'm staying with Puerto Rican.
I don't want to get shanked.
God, do I love a Puerto Rican. Brazil is worse than Puerto Rico.
Really?
But fuck yeah.
Brazilians have the perfect color. It's that ass. That
well, all the Victoria's
caramel
Secret
ass.
Models.
Can I tell you what?
Yes.
I'll tell you what they do, though. You don't know this. They don't shake
hands. Scopo might know.
They got a disease from a mosquito dick. I don't know. We talked about it for 2 seconds this morning. Lauren told me about it. I figured I'd throw it out there and let you guys run with it. That's what I do. I'm a tosser. They call me hustler. I don't have a good conversation. I hustle.
Who needs a balloon?
I want to suck on a balloon.
They don't shave their legs. They dye the hair on their legs blonde.
Ew.
No.
What?
I'm fucking Google it.
You would feel the.
I'm telling you right now, the Brazilian women do not shave their legs. They dye it on the beach. You'll see them on the beach, all white all over their legs, bleaching it out, and they let it sit, and then they just jump in the ocean.
Huh? They do have that glow.
Well, it's
skin glows.
Blonde hair all up and down
it's
their legs.
It's called Wookie Sheen, I guess.
Yeah, women do it. A lot of women in the United States.
I would look
so
like
lucky and get the bomb damage. You're so lucky.
Wookie Sheen.
Hang on, stop for 1 second. Can you please let Lauren type it in next time so it doesn't take 18 minutes?
Asshole, fucking read it.
Jesus.
Oh,
hey, everyone.
What does it say?
Hey,
we still don't have it. What does it say? What does it say? What does it say, asshole?
Brazilian women don't shave legs. They bleach hair on legs.
Hey, everyone. A lot of women I see at the gym are so tan.
Go to photo, you fucking mook. Lauren, for the love of God,
why would photo? Why would photo? Why would you go to a photo?
Because we want to see it, you fucking idiot. We're right. We want to see it.
That's oh God.
Yes, that's why you go to photo, you dumb fuck without a podcast.
It took me 3 years, but I got it.
Why would you want to see what I'm talking about?
Let's read it.
Let's read a formal post.
Why would you want to see it? Let's read.
I'm on Reddit right here.
I'm going to who would yell that out? Literally.
And the title of the post is exactly what Bobby just said.
Why'd you put a question mark?
Oh, God. What else we got in the chat room? He put a question mark at the end of it, too. Like Google doesn't know what a fucking question is.
Oh, man. George Dizzle says, my favorite types are Viking and those blue people from Avatar.
Oh, there you go. Deepu trying to be fucking witty again.
That's the chat room trying to be witty.
Well, yeah, but you don't have to pick it.
That's true.
You can actually pick a good one. Is that all you
got?
That guy
just jerks off the anime.
Oh, is that all you got?
You got one more, but it was in the vein of funny, so maybe I shouldn't say it.
Well, what's real? Now say it. We want to know.
Okay. Christ Killer says, I date.
Oh,
there we go. Yeah.
This is going to be a good one.
I want to get those Jews.
I like goobs and kikes.
God.
I date white, but I rape Spanish and black.
There it is.
Oh, close.
There's a real ass dude.
He's a go mic.
Happy Black History Month, Christ killer.
I can't wait until the government starts reading these and just finding these people and knocking on their door. Just going, hey, dude, you rape people? No, I was kidding. But you say it a lot. You say I rape a lot of women. Yeah, but no, I joke. It's just a form of, you ever watch Opie? Listen to Opie and Anthony. No, but I was kidding. Yeah, but you say you rape a, yeah, you're going to come with a, hey, mom! Mom! Ma! Lewis, I'm in jail. Can you please help me? What you want to do, fight the biggest guy in the room. Just walk up and punch him. And if that doesn't work, suck his dick. You want to suck as many dick as you can. And that will get you out.
These are the different types of hair models that you can make in your vagina.
I don't even know. We're not
what?
Even,
what? I thought we were looking at Brazilian legs.
Don't click on shit that just applies to you.
Yeah. Yeah, trying to make your fucking vag look smaller. You've tried on different haircuts. Is there any way you can feather this to look like Chris Scopo's fucking hair?
That's a mohawk.
All right, we've moved on.
Yeah, we got it.
We got it. Next thing we have, we're going to read.
I was trying to.
On the beach, sometimes women do not shave. They bleach. Bobby was right. Period. The end. Question mark.
I want to get a handwritten letter from Scopo once, just to see what that's like.
You waited.
Yeah. Oh my God,
that stunk.
Wow, I wish that had a question mark.
What was that missing? Everything?
What was that?
It was missing joy.
I don't even know what, dude. I don't even know what the fuck that was.
A handwritten letter from Scopo. That sounds like it'd be
so
funny.
Bad.
I was like, does he love him? I don't understand.
First, oh, that hurt me.
Look at Scopo's on tilt. Look, he's sweating.
I gotta learn how to write first, and then we'll
write your letter. There we go, Scopo.
He got a little nervous. The old self-deprecation way out.
Yeah,
he just released a little anger. You see that? Scobo's mad. He wants to fight. Scobo wants to fight. Hey, all right, Scobo, what's your top three? You fucking dummy.
White.
Well, of course, white. Yeah. Why'd I ask?
Gotta go white first.
Why'd I ask?
Then black, then Dominican.
All right.
Queens.
So black.
But you know what? The Dominican and black chicks like me way more than white chicks.
Yeah, because you're ass.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, the ass.
They love it. Yeah.
They're trying to figure out what you do at the gym to get your ass. So you like a black chick over a Spanish chick?
Yeah.
All right. And that's the truth, because he's dated black girls.
Yeah.
Unlike... whatever, Mike. You haven't.
I've dated black many moons ago before I realized the whole world, and I started experiencing different ladies.
Well, it's like Patrice's. Didn't Patrice have a joke about that? About a white girl.
Nice on the front end.
Nice on the front end.
Yeah. Crazy in the back end.
On the back end.
Yeah.
Yeah. White girls are like, hey, and then they're like, yeah. Well, black girls, you got to earn their pussy.
Yeah.
It's a
hello.
Fucking,
that's it. Why are you saying hi, hello? You ain't got no pussy like that, motherfucker. It is like that.
I don't
know
what kind of black girls eat.
One of the greatest observations ever.
Great.
Yeah.
I played it for every white woman I've ever dated.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, I know your game. And I play it.
Do you act like a white guy?
You goddamn right. I know your game, miss. This is Mr. O'Neill.
I guarantee you have pajamas. I guarantee it.
That's the harshest thing that's ever been said to a black man ever in life. Nigga. Nigga, I bet you got pajamas, nigga. Nigga, you match when you sleep, you bitch ass nigga. That's how I felt. That's how I heard it in my heart.
I know you got slippers, pajamas, and a bathrobe. I guarantee it.
I got basketball shorts in the dream.
No, you don't.
I swear to you.
No, you don't.
I swear to you.
You have Dick Van Dyke. You have buttoned up the front collared fucking
onesie.
Nice little slippers you slip on and a fucking bathrobe.
Yeah.
You sit in a chair before you go to bed, you read.
Yeah.
You are literally describing Brandon. I'm a sick as if you were literally describing this nigga. And I'm gonna live.
I literally have a chair where I sit in and I read before.
You have a little pipe.
You got a fire subscription.
I picture you with a sleeping cap and a candle.
He really is like a hobbit.
Yeah, right. Oh, a quill pen.
He's writing down his journeys of the day.
Yeah, right. Today I got called an Oreo 8 times.
Deepu, what do you got? We know you're going to say Indian.
That's definitely not my top three.
Indian chicks are smoking, though. There's some very beautiful Indian chicks.
But they're
out there.
Fucking crazy,
okay,
too.
So are they? Name one.
You mean like
stop? Name one.
Like a celebrity.
The girl from Slumdog Millionaire. Aha! Uh-huh. Banging. Yeah.
Good
name,
save.
All right, now name two.
Priya Ray, the porn star.
Yes, she's fucking hot.
Can Mia Khalifa.
The other porn star.
Don't go to three.
Stop.
But no one knows their names. I don't know their names.
That's the only name I knew.
Just a hot Indian chick. Yeah.
Stop.
That's the only name I knew.
I don't like that you get both fucking saved as asshole.
Yeah.
Black History Month, bro. We got to help everybody.
You just got to have a tinge.
Yeah.
All right, so go ahead. What do you got?
So top three. I like Italian. I like Jewish girls. Kind of grew up around both of those.
So you're going to mix those together?
I guess.
Just call a white, brown-haired, big nose chick.
Sure, yeah.
Probably taking the cake
right?
in here.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Double on TV the most. Yeah.
Love you, Deeps.
Okay.
Basically, Lauren and Japanese chicks. On
whoa.
The
whoa. Finally. Japanese. Somebody hit a gong. Yeah. Why are they...
That's not their last name. The actual gong.
Yeah.
Oh, why you hit me?
Why are they higher than Chinese to you?
Why are they higher...
They're skinnier.
Different head shape.
They're fuller. They're fuller lips too, and bigger boobs.
More nutrition. Bigger, okay, got it.
Bigger, yeah.
More fish in the diet.
What's the last one?
More fish in the
fish
diet.
In the diet.
It's true.
I don't have a third. That's all I thought of.
What?
You're not even gonna put
Indian.
Well,
you said three. Technically,
I'd rather not say Indian and just say two.
No, you can say. Wow. You can say Indian.
Say Indian.
Say
I'm not a fan.
Jesus. You're not talking to the microphone. You're not a fan.
My
of your
really low.
You're not a. Is it
a little bit?
Wait, is that because is it because they don't fuck with you? Is that why you don't fuck with them?
That's a big part of all of this.
You're trying to
okay.
I don't get a lot of action.
Me too.
Because I used to be like that with black women when I was growing up, and then like I came to New York and it switched over. I'm like, oh shit, black women like me. I like them.
Me too.
So if Indian women liked you more, you'd like them.
Absolutely.
Right. Okay.
So that goes with all women in general.
Most women who,
yeah,
most Deepu just wants pussy. Deepu would literally,
I'll pay for it at this point.
Deepu would fuck a chick wearing a bag.
You're in New York City, bro.
You're not a bad looking guy, man.
I'm on a cold streak. I'm fucked.
Deepu would fuck a dirty girl and then be like, "Oh shit, you like wash her," and be like, "You're white." And like, I didn't care.
Jackpot.
That'd be like the prize in the cereal box.
Right.
Oh fuck,
sweetie.
Yeah.
Oh my God, do I love you. Now, of course, we know black guys are at the top of your race trading scale.
Yeah.
Listen.
Yeah.
That's what I was trying to get you to do before. Yeah. That's the tone I wanted.
Yeah. I don't really know, like, countries.
I can't believe it's still there. I mean, literally. Really?
But
what do you mean countries? We have Google over here. We can have fucking...
Actually, we kind of don't because Scopo's on it.
Oh!
Hey.
Ask Jeeves with Scopo over here.
Oh, shit. All
right.
Shots fired.
Talking.
I'm sorry, Scopo. You're a nice
why
guy.
You
don't apologize.
He's about to kill me.
Before he fucking slammed me, and then he's like, "Oh, I'm sorry." I'm like, no, that was a good fucking slam. Just
but
let it go.
You seem to be in a bad mood today. I don't want to push you over the
edge.
Yeah,
why are you in a bad mood?
I got shit going on.
All right, we're gonna talk about that in a second. Listen, why are you gonna bring up real shit? We're having fun, and then you're gonna fucking throw them puss out. You had a good one. We all enjoyed it.
What happened?
And now we're gonna talk about fucking dummies.
Yeah,
life.
I wonder what's going on with Scopo.
I really don't
want to
talk about it.
We're gonna talk about it.
Was it with the balloons? What happened? I feel like you were normal before the balloons.
I called a pedophile.
Did you want a blue one? Is that what happened?
Say sorry now.
It's 2 for 2.
Guys, get along.
Listen, you're gonna get beat up in the park later.
Hey.
Yes.
Listen to me. You're adorable.
Thank you.
Can you stand up and turn around? No, I'm kidding. I'm joking.
It's Black History Month. We each get a wish.
But she is, oh my God. She is definitely my type of girl.
Really?
Like if I was at a party, I would want to bang Lauren, but I know that's just a mess. I know that I'd get in the room and I'd be like, "What's that smell?" She'd be like, "Me." And I'd be like, "Oh, Jesus, I'm gonna fucking wash my dick off before I fuck you, in the middle of fucking you, and after."
But my urethra's real tight, so that's all that
I have a kidney stone spit out on my chest. Sounds like a spittoon halfway through on the marble floor. What was that? My kidney stone. Help me find it. iPhone flashlight on.
Take me out.
I told my mother I'd make her a necklace.
I'm making you a necklace.
I would go with her first. I would be like boom 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 beep beep beep, and I'd go over to her and I'd be like, hey, what's up? And she'd be like, hi. And I'd be like, oh shit. And then I'd try to get her on a balcony. You know what I mean? And then we'd fuck.
Man, he's got a setting and everything.
Yeah, then I'd talk and blah blah blah, and then I'd make some comment about her cute hair, and then I'd lean in and do some, you know, oh, you got something on your face, a little you know, a little ooh. She'd be like, oh shit, I had something on my face the whole time. Fuck with her self esteem a little bit. And then as I leaned in, I used the pillow lips. I use those pillows and I give her a little kiss right on her corner of her mouth cheek, and she
yes,
because you like can't pull away from that,
right?
But she and then all of a sudden
you could have missed.
I could, and then I go for the mouth.
Are you coaching Mark right now? Because
he's
eye contact.
And then I grab her titty and go.
And your credit card swiper snatch.
I give her a nice lizard in her asshole.
Jesus.
All right, listen.
Yeah.
All right, listen. So, what is your top three, Bubba?
Black.
Yeah. That's so funny.
Keep saying it, girl.
You say it again. You say it again. You sound like a girl who hates black people. Black.
She sounds like a girl who's
like, you should be ice fishing. I like blacks.
You sound like you're picking out crayons right now.
I like black people, and number one.
Number one. Black guys.
Black guys. Two is probably Italian, like Guidos.
What the fuck?
Look at shit. You're going to start a race war.
I'll show you some Guidos.
Yeah. Wait, stop once. You're not a Guido?
Compared to Guidos? No,
hang on one
ask
second.
Ask Lord.
He's not a Guido.
He's not.
No, I am not. Close.
I know, really.
Stop. The guy who went, I fucking Googling it now.
Hey, I didn't
look,
say
I'm reading
like one. I just said I fucking am not one.
Dude, read it on the fucking screen, dumb. Oh, I'm dumb. Well, we're all dumb in a way. It's like Rocky doing a commercial.
I gotta use that, actually.
We're all dumb in a way.
Oh, God. All right, so you like Guidos.
I like Guidos, and then probably
so you like getting hit.
Keep the defense up.
I like black guys, and I like Guidos, and I like being my face being mush when I disobey.
I like black Guido and Al-Qaeda.
I think it's so funny that you like the way I find that guys will either like really like it in almost like a creepy way,
or
like be
is.
So turned off by it, like not like how could you date her, like how could you listen to her speak?
No, I would love to.
It's
make
like
you
one
squeak.
Or the other.
I
there's
like
no
you.
Middle ground.
I love it. I think it's great. I mean, I would hate you after time.
Yes.
Like I understand.
Bubba, if I married you, I would hate to have to.
Yeah, 70 years old. That's
my kid. That's the way mommy talks. I know. You got your shit kicked out of you again at school.
Right.
But listen, mommy was an elf. Okay. And just tell the kids.
But that first night, though, that'd be like fucking a chew toy.
Hit the right spot. Hit the,
Oh, God. It is a weird thing, though, to meet guys and to, like, know that's what they're thinking.
Do dogs love you for that reason?
Right.
Oh, Deepo. What the fuck? Why would you step
on
his...
Come on, Deep.
I got to laugh before I got cocky. Sorry.
Yeah, but it's not your joke. Oh, God. Michael, take care of him. What's your third one, babe?
Probably just
put those away, please. I already said I like you. Okay, you're gonna fucking make me dump my wife with those fucking B cups.
Those are great.
Those
that
are,
sweater.
Yeah.
Now, those are,
I'm turning like purple.
What fabric is that?
36 C's.
Is that cashmere?
They're bigger.
Oh, the way she said bigger.
Would you have a kid? All right, listen.
Third's probably just white guys.
just white guys.
This is the basic white guy. Yeah.
So
just
black,
generic
black
is
Italian.
Guys.
Black Italian, then just a white guy.
Just a white, just probably. I've never been with...
Indians?
No, never. I'm open to it. I've never been
would
with
Would you
a
date an
guy.
Indian? Would you,
yeah.
You would?
I would
look
date
at, what about Deepu?
Hi, Deepu. Hey. Deepu's a really nice guy.
Would you
guy.
Go on a date with Deepu?
She likes big.
She's seen his sets.
I did. I saw that roast.
There we go.
No apology. Fucking intern wars right here, baby.
Don't
say intern. Producer.
Producer. Sorry. I got upgraded. I forgot.
We're
all dumb in some ways.
There you go. Catchphrase.
Oh, my God. That hurt. Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. All right. So.
Yeah.
All right. I get it.
So, I don't think I haven't.
So, you, Deepu's not your style.
Well, I don't want to hurt his feelings.
Well, we already did. So I think when you go, I don't want to hurt his feelings, that's hurting. You already
right.
you accomplished that with that.
I get it. You know, Indian guys aren't really in demand.
Damn, bro. You're like Charlie Brown over there. Man, they have some confidence.
Yeah. And that's coming from the shortest guy in the room. That's literally coming from almost a midget.
When I was growing up, I was like, man, am I going to get taller, Mom? She's like, yeah. Now I'm like, fuck you, Mom.
How tall are you?
5'6".
Really?
I've been 5'6 since I was like 13. What? It was horrible, man.
You were the center at 13?
It was bad, dude.
What'd you say?
The center. Tall
I just
guy.
Kept moving.
Hey, what do you like?
One, probably like a nice, dirty Irish guy.
Ooh, yeah.
I'm Irish, too.
But are you dirty?
I'll fucking choke you. Literally, I'll make you fucking choke on my cock. I'll literally spit. It's like you threw up
like a,
saliva.
Like a redheaded Irish guy?
No, not redheaded.
Oh, fucking nobody likes a redhead.
Yeah, no, come on.
No offense,
the way she said sorry. Doug, you good?
Like Colin Farrell? What are we talking?
Here's the deal, dude. Like what's your name again?
Doug.
Doug, yeah. You're not a redhead, but if we left you out in the summer and grew all your hair, guaranteed your bush fat and your face would be red.
Your bush fat.
Yeah, you have that fucking... That mountain men red hair that grows out from not shaving for a long time. All right, so you
like
don't
a Mark Wahlberg Irish.
I
think he's Italian.
No, he's not.
Well, second is Italian.
Okay, yeah, there you go. Yeah. So you mix him up. Okay.
Right. But like, not Guido, but like, all right, maybe a little Guido.
So you want to be choked up?
Yeah.
You want a little hair pull?
Just a little bit.
A little bit. In a
and
parking
then, like,
lot.
Maybe Cuban.
Damn.
Ooh. Ooh.
Ooh. Really? Carter. Really? Yeah. Is Black History Month you're not going?
All right.
I thought we were going to come
Love
up
you.
With a real now.
Yeah, yeah.
But I like a nerd.
Really? Really? You thought a girl from Jersey is going to fucking like black guys? Really? Really?
You get beat if they do. Well, there is Newark.
You must
and Patterson and what? Jersey City. And
you must get hit on everywhere you go.
No, I don't.
You
no.
must. You're so beautiful.
Thank you.
Are you guys going to eat each other?
Yeah,
can
you
yeah.
Scissor,
scissor,
scissor, scissor, scissor, scissor, scissor, scissor.
I'll be over here eating some peaches in the can.
Just watching.
Peaches
nice.
In the can.
Great delivery.
Colonel Brennan.
He was about to lose it, too.
Yeah.
I was set up for a bomb.
Bobby scared
that
me.
Was a free throw.
That was a bad
that
one.
That was the whole game.
That was an underhand one.
Boy, good to have you back. Good job, Leonard Oots.
Hey,
let's keep it going.
What do you got? What do you got on the cup? What do you got, our friend? What would you think there?
I'm sorry.
Would you go down on a woman? Does that do anything for you there?
Yeah, it's a great question.
Cello?
Ooh, yeah.
Oh!
I'm sorry, I was distracted by the...
Are you all right? Well, don't let him touch the ceiling again.
Yeah, like, the ceiling's
forget
sharp.
About your headphones. Just hold those. Would you pop two?
Would you?
No, just one.
Wait, would I what?
Would you go down on a lady? I was
no.
trying to kill the dead air
yeah,
here.
Yeah, thank you. Because he has his podcast,
no,
Tuesdays with Mornings.
I love boobs, but I wouldn't. I wouldn't.
Would you lick one?
A boob?
So you would kiss on the boob.
Yeah, yeah but not.
Don't look
not,
at me.
I'm
you don't, hey, you don't lick a boob.
Into
well, you
know.
I've looked a
hey,
boob.
Hey, dude.
Yeah, boob.
Well, knock it off with the creepy voice. I literally wasn't looking. I was looking over here. I heard, would you lick one? What the fuck Brandon funk band man. Are you in? Yo, baby, would you lick one? Get it straight. On funk band down. Look at you there. Look good. Would you lick one?
Come see my band, The Can of Peaches.
What are you...
Ooh, Tuesday.
We like the culture.
Yeah. Tuesday night, the bottom line. Come see some titty and can of peaches. Would you lick one? What do you got, fucking whitest guy ever face?
Doug.
Doug.
What so funny.
What do you got, fucking upper state New York camp counselor face? Hey,
upper state.
Hey, Uber driver.
That's a Lyft driver.
Yeah, that's Lyft. Yeah, he's definitely Lyft. What do you got, helping others face?
Doctors Without Borders.
Come on, Grey's Anatomy face. What do you got? Who are you going to bang? Say what? Just say white girls.
No, I'm going to go Jewish first. My girlfriend's Jewish.
Okay.
Super hot. Second, right. I'm actually going to have to go with Arab North African.
Oh, really?
Ooh.
Okay. Ooh. North Hang African
got
is
got some weird. Homeland shit going on.
Are you talking like
Egyptian?
Wow.
So I lived in Morocco for a couple of years.
Oh, that okay, North Africa.
You got real
right.
worldly. You got real worldly. See,
okay, now they're very sexy, but it's stereotypical American pretty. When you find a Moroccan woman that's like that, it's like stereotypical,
over.
That's hutch. That's
oh,
crazy.
Yeah.
Those
over.
Eyes, because they usually have like some type of yellow or blue eye.
Oh yeah,
mm-hmm. Remember that chick on National Geographic. The yeah. Arab girl with the blue eyes. That remember that girl
on the cover,
famous
yeah.
photo.
Yes, yes, that was
yeah.
amazing.
Yeah.
She's still kind of hot today.
Oh yeah.
But okay, so you got one, two. Go ahead. That's funny that you're trying to solve the world's problems with fucking.
I'm gonna go white.
I'm gonna go Jewish, and then I'm gonna go to Morocco all right. and date an ISIS broad.
He never went white, to be honest.
No, he didn't.
Who's the third one?
Third one, I would say actually Indian.
Indian,
oh.
like,
oh.
and they would love you too.
Doug, Fred.
They'd love to just run
Daddy.
Away to other races.
So. Damn, Deep yeah. Blue, you're not
wow.
bitter.
Yeah, well, your parents are still together, huh?
They are.
Yeah. Well, one's a teacher or something, right?
Both are teachers.
Yeah, that's why.
Yeah. Bobby can see the love in his eyes.
Damn, you got a Peace Corps dick.
Yeah. Like, you came from a hole, didn't you? You came from parents.
That's from
loving.
A lot of talks on the fucking front porch of his white neighborhood.
Yeah.
I want you to fuck other people, son.
Yeah.
You know the lady that cleans our house?
You know Guadalupe?
Oh, you mean my mom?
You know the... <in our, laughs> wow. Fuck. An Indian girl, huh? Now that's I went one time. I went to Indian food. The first time I went to Indian food was in New York with an Indian girl, sexy as shit too. She used to come to the cellar all the time. And one night she just said, "How many times?" This is back when I was first here. She's like, "How many times do I have to hit on you before you ask me out?"
Oh.
And I love that. You see that?
I love that too.
Oh mm-hmm. my God. Fucking Jesus. Just cut to it.
Yes.
Yeah.
We can suck and fucking lick and talk.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Lick that too.
And have fun.
I like how you talk with that.
Jesus. I took her out and she took me to this place where you had to sit on your. A pillow.
Oh,
and
then you, oh yeah.
Down the face and
then you had to dip a bunch of little biscuits.
Ah, that's fun.
You had to dip stuff.
Because Bobby's going to take it to a place.
I really am an uncultured douche. Dip biscuits.
You think you were a KFC that just did that burger?
Black people got pizzas in a can. Indian people get biscuits. Puerto Ricans get shit from the hand. Chickpeas from the African.
Surprisingly, I do know what you're talking about. So.
Well, you know what I'm talking about.
South Indian cuisine.
Right, okay. There you go.
Sorry to get serious there.
I don't think I date a Hawaiian girl because I feel like there's like one pretty Hawaiian girl.
Yeah,
the rest
yeah.
look like shoulder monsters.
They look weird.
Yeah. They look wrestlers.
Anytime I see them.
The rest look like me.
Mila Kunis right. is Hawaiian, isn't she?
She's like
Hang on. She's Russian.
Yeah, yeah. She's like some crazy shit.
Lithuanian, I think, or some shit. Russian. No, she's Russian. Yeah, she's.
I think Jessica Alba's Lithuanian.
Yeah,
she's like.
I'll tell you right now. What's her name again? Ah, fuck. What's the girl?
Lauren.
Mila Kunis.
Mila Kunis is
smoking.
My type of girl. Yeah. I like a little. I like a small butt. I don't like a big butt. I like a. My wife's got a little fucking boy butt. I don't like a big hot.
I like her nose. She's got
my wife.
No.
Brandon, you're getting too comfortable. You're getting too comfortable, Brandon. Yeah. Pull back, Brandon. Too comfortable, Brandon. Pull back.
That'd be the worst damn. I'd rather have fucking anyone else in this room. I'd rather walk in and see Deepa going, "What's up?" And little fucking nerdy Mike.
Bobby.
Because she'd fall in love with you.
How are you doing today?
She'd love you. She'd fucking love you just home reading at night in the room.
Yeah. Pajamas.
Little teaching Max how to fucking read. I'm teaching Max how to fight and be angry.
I bought a new Bursting Bear book today, Max.
Mila Kunis. Mila Kunis. What Kunis?
Mila Kunis.
Mila
Kunis.
Mila.
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 I can't. When y'all yell, I can't hear.
M-I-L-A.
Mila Kunis.
Yeah. I will say, I've seen her without makeup, though.
Not great.
Yeah, yikes.
Pretty.
Yeah. You pull her up. Pull her up without makeup. I'll tell you this. This is why I like her. I like her eyes are huge.
Love huge. Yeah.
My wife has big eyes.
That's the best.
Yeah. And this is a weird thing. I'm going to say this and probably get shit for it. Well, I, you know. all my life I've been drawing. You know, I went to art school. I was going to be an art teacher for kids, but not a great artist, but I'm all right. I was all right. And I used to draw this half of face, like with hair coming down, this beautiful brown hair with one eye and...
One eye showing.
I looked at these drawings recently. It's my wife.
Is that right?
Looks just like my wife.
Oh my God. Beautiful.
Isn't that weird?
That's great.
That's so beautiful.
Look at her.
Her face looks like my sack.
She looks swollen.
Yeah, I think she might be pregnant in this photo, though.
Yeah.
No, she's pregnant. Yeah, she's pregnant. Yeah, she's no really makeup. Swollen. You can't fucking judge that. Yeah. My wife looked like me when she was pregnant.
Wait, she had a kid? I didn't know she had a kid.
Ashton Kutcher.
What?
Yeah, Ashton.
They're married.
Ashton
Double I think they're getting divorced, though, right?
Really?
If that's true,
I just made that.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, here you go.
He was with her.
I was at the flight of California.
She's
really cute there, yeah.
Fuck you. She's still adorable.
She's got cute eyes.
Cute. She's not smoking. She's cute.
Buddy, no girl. Listen to me. Look at me. No girl is smoking. Not one girl is smoking.
Agree.
No, Margot Robbie.
Who?
Robbie.
She's
gorgeous.
Who's that?
She was in A Wolf of Wall Street.
Harley Quinn. She's gonna be fucking.
Hang on one second.
Smoking.
I'm telling you right now, in person, they're all fucking without the makeup.
I saw Margot in person, and she was breathtaking.
Okay.
Look at that. Come on.
Guarantee you fucking let her suck your dick in a cab, jizz on her cheek. And all of a sudden, you're going to see zits and blemishes.
What kind of
jizz?
What kind of jizz do you have? Some high acid content.
Right. A lot of grease in
hot.
Look at that.
She's
photogenic. She looks really beautiful
perfect.
In photos.
And she's Australian.
Type in without makeup. Without makeup would be the concept we're doing now.
No question mark.
Yeah, no question mark. I love that he just typed it in. This is her.
Do you guys like...
we're talking about them versus.
Do you guys prefer girls that wear makeup?
Let me see.
Still pretty. Still pretty.
But not as pretty.
Not as pretty.
And I guarantee... If she
had a little bit of makeup.
Hang on. If she didn't fucking... tweeze those eyebrows.
Oh my god.
Oh, I like that.
Hey, that's her.
Yeah, I'm into that.
Look,
it looks like my splooge is in her eye.
I told you.
That's another bad one, too.
A jizz will fucking show you who a girl looks.
Great equalizer.
Jizz on a girl's face and then mush it in and then clean it off. All of a sudden, you see, oh shit, I just fucked.
All right,
fucked a guy.
Let's try it on Lauren.
I just fucked Kevin Brennan.
One time, a guy jizzed on my eye and I had too much mascara on.
Oh no.
Literally,
you look like a suicide squad.
I remember that night.
Yeah.
What about all of our top number one celeb? Yeah, if you could pick one woman or guy, who
Kendall
would it be?
Jenner.
Ooh.
Ooh.
She's so good one.
Kendall Jenner.
Let me see.
She's 19. Skinny though.
That's a good
one.
Okay.
She's got
number one. Only one.
Okay. Well, right now though.
Yes.
She can't be from the past.
Current.
Current.
Like current.
Pam Grier.
Okay, yeah.
Oh.
You not the.
You can't bang the chick from Swamp Thing, right?
Yeah, right.
Okay, well, let me see what this girl looks like.
This is no makeup.
God. Still cute.
Yeah, she's cute, but she's just
And she's like 5'9". She's tall.
Yeah, but she has no body.
She's real
Yes, she does.
I'm ready with mine right now.
Okay, go ahead. All right, let's go. Who do you got?
Tessa, I think her name is Tessa Thompson. She was the girlfriend of Creed in the movie.
Oh, that girl.
You had the deaf one.
I don't like her.
Hang on.
It's not about you right now, Chris.
It's about
what's her name?
Listen,
Tessa Thompson.
Can you do me one favor?
Yeah.
Can you put those headphones? Thank you.
Yeah.
I got you, Bobby. It was just making me panic.
Ooh, is she black?
He said he didn't like her. And
I got it.
Hang on. Let's just deal with one thing at a time. We're all fucking yapping over each other.
Tessa Thompson.
Hang on one second.
I just want to forget it.
She's beautiful. I'm sorry.
She was in Creed. Good. Okay.
She was the girlfriend of Creed.
Now I don't like her. I'm
that's fine. It's not about
okay,
you.
Okay. I know, but yeah.
It's
her
February.
Attitude,
it's also February.
Her attitude bugs me.
She looks like Run DMC.
Oh, because she's
daughter.
A black woman.
Oh, yeah, she doesn't look like Angelina.
No, I don't like her.
Stepping on.
I don't think
she
they made
like
it.
Run DMC's daughter.
All right, listen. I don't like that they made her deaf in that movie too.
It gives it something because it's for the sequel.
They didn't need
because she's gonna go full deaf in the sequel. You know, it's gonna be an emotional arc.
She go deaf.
You just got to learn silent.
Who do you got?
Andre Benjamin from Outkast.
Oh shit!
Andre 3000.
Mr. 3000.
I still got shot.
He's a good looking guy.
That's the number one guy.
He's a good looking guy.
Hey,
Andre Benjamin.
Yeah, I think over each other.
Sorry.
Hang on.
That's exciting.
Say 3,000, 9 times like a fucking
Andre
echo.
Benjamin, not Andrew
Can
Benjamin.
You bring him up? I want to see what he looks like.
Andre.
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 Sucks. I would hate to be on the keyboard right now because I'd have to ask
had,
to
no, I had it.
I was there, defending there. You fucking idiot. You're so stupid. I was putting myself in the same position, dumb.
Oh, and he did that movie with Mark Wahlberg.
Yep. He's small. I met him in the village. He's small. He's not big at all. He's like 5'7".
Hey, what's wrong with that? Hey.
She likes big guys.
She likes big guys, yeah.
Don't worry about it. She can make an exception.
All right, so you who do you got?
Emily Ratajkowski.
Who the fuck is that?
Oh, pull her up. She's perfect.
Emily Ratajkowski. She was recently in the Entourage movie.
She's Gone Girl.
Blurred Line videos. Gone Girl, the dude. She was the chick that Ben Affleck cheated with.
Okay, good.
Big chick.
She has the most amazing boobs in the entire world.
Pull her
she
up.
She does have amazing boobs.
Right there. Did you do the GQ one?
Oh my God, that's a great
one. Great pick. Great white
girl.
Wow.
What is she? What nationality? She's a
Ratajkowski.
She's got to be Polish.
Dude, can I ask you a question? Do you know how much money you'd have to eat her to think about you?
Oh yeah. I know. If she gave me a shot, I would eat her pussy for hours.
You'd just be
hours.
I
wouldn't even need air. Like I could just.
Okay, if she said you.
Wait, who would it in this room?
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying. Like,
if she said, fuck. If she said, give a fucking yap, you guys are fucking, I'm trying to ask you a question, he fucking steps on me. If she said, you can't read anymore.
I could just fuck her.
No, you can't read. No more books.
Okay.
No more chairs.
No more Malcolm X living.
Audiobooks, baby.
No more audiobooks. You can't read.
Okay. Shit.
Like, you can't learn anymore.
Keep that picture up, Scoble, while he's asking me this question.
You have to just stay as smart as you are right now.
Okay.
No more books. No more nothing.
Okay.
And no more sitting in a chair.
Okay.
But I will fuck you.
You can't
I will
sit in
fuck
a
you.
Chair.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're in.
Yeah.
No more learning. Oh, wait. No more video games.
Ooh.
Okay. I'd still do it.
And no more stand-up. No
dude,
more
you don't understand. I Google her like every day. Just looking for new pictures. Wow. Like that's like my background for my iPad.
Do you get to bang her forever or just like one time?
I don't give a fuck.
All right,
I'm smart. I can keep going.
We did you. Right?
Smart. I can keep going.
We did.
I don't know who I would pick. This is tough.
You have
you
to
don't
pick
want
to
ask the question.
I was curious.
Yeah, it's your game.
All right, I would see Selma Hayek's up there.
Really?
Yeah.
She's
still
now?
Still. I like older women.
What about J-Lo?
And she had a kid.
Nah.
So she's fruitful.
Nah, J-Lo's annoying.
Yeah.
I like Penelope Cruz.
Oh, you like the, you really like the Spanish.
Yeah, what are you
shit.
Trying to fuck a mom?
I like a mom. I love
Sophia,
a mom.
Sophia Vergara?
Yeah, she's too cartoony for me.
Selma Hayek.
Penelope Cruz is tight though. She's great.
Yeah, she's pretty hot.
All right, Penelope.
I'll go
one?
Penelope. I'll go Penelope.
Right, Penelope. Who do you got?
I said Kendall Jenner.
Okay, who do you got?
Mark Wahlberg.
Wow. I could hook that
listen,
up.
Listen, 1997?
I would mother his children.
Wow.
Why are you going to fucking ruin it? Now you're a mom?
I told you to fuck him.
People, what do you got?
I just saw Joy. Jennifer Lawrence is pretty amazing. So.
I want to pick
she's great. I feel like if I saw her in person, though, she'd just be an ordinary blonde
I agree.
Girl.
I like that, though. It's kind of like a Diane Keaton. Like,
you know.
I'm going to pick a girl right now. Pull up the cast of, what was that rock movie with the earthquake? What was that?
Oh, the big titty daughter? True Detective?
What's that chick.
I know who you're talking about.
Let me fucking get this out.
Sorry.
What's the name of the movie?
San Andreas.
San Andreas.
Oh, yeah.
Get the cast.
That chick was an Entourage. Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Get that.
He's talking about Carla Guiana.
Is that who it is?
The one who played the agent.
Yeah,
Carla Guiana.
Why are you holding onto the microphone?
Because
like a
I'm
black
just like trying to control myself.
Yo, check it out. Her name's Carla Guiana.
I've been to Brandon's house.
Carla.
Do you still have the pictures of the girls on your wall?
I took them down.
Oh, okay.
I took them down, yeah.
What's her last name?
Starts with G-U. And
Google
just go from there.
It'll Google come up.
Yeah, just go to San Andreas.
That's San what Bobby Andreas wanted wife. You to do in the first place.
Yo, Bobby's like licking his fingers.
Sorry. No, it's my Coke nail.
Dude, the daughter was hot too, though, man. Jesus.
Do a nude one.
Yeah,
do something nude.
Carla Guiana.
Yeah, do nude.
Yeah, show her titties.
Show her
just
titties.
Just see tits.
She
tits.
She has titties?
Yeah, Sin City, she showed her titties.
Yeah, okay. Show the titties,
come
man.
Come on, man.
Wait, get a closer. Go. I can't see who this is.
That's not
oh,
her.
Wow.
Go to the Sin City. Go to the black and white.
That's not her.
That's exciting.
This is going to be exciting for anyone listening to this on Monday.
Yeah, I know. Everybody's hard.
We're all just like,
not her. The daughter.
Oh, yeah. So,
in San Andreas.
Alexandria.
You fucking asshole.
Alexandra
Dodaro. Wait, stop. Her too.
Yeah. Just go to her tits. How? True detective.
She has the best cans on the planet.
How? Oh, she's the true detective.
Even
yeah.
the president's seen her
how
titties.
How great was her what? Titties in Sin City?
No,
how,
true detective.
How, was her, how great was she? What?
True detective. In true detective, yeah. She shows her titties. That's why she's famous.
One. Yes, yes.
Oh, wow.
Nice titties.
Wow.
It's like ice cream, but twice.
Buddy,
the Black Power fist is allowed.
Hey, Bob.
It's allowed.
Yeah, ass and titty.
That's
yeah.
not an ass, man. Come on.
It's not a great
dude, I like a small ass.
It's vagina. Acceptable. That's acceptable.
I like a small ass.
God, imagine
I
those.
Like big titties, big juicy dug-dugs.
Yeah. He's an 80s guy.
I am. You're absolutely right. That's where that comes from.
Yeah.
Like a nice
that chick from Roadhouse, man. She had like huge cans. No
I like
ass.
A juice. Great. Yeah, but those are fucking fake. I like a juicy. Real dug dug titty, fucking just take it out of the bra.
Baby
dug.
Names in it. Yeah. Dug, dug. Dug dug.
Wow, those were
dug,
great.
Dug dug titty.
I really. Oh, yeah. God damn it, do I? Oh
man, I gotta loosen my belt.
Those tits were like the opposite of a deep joke.
This is what I do on Tuesday afternoons, man. At home, just.
Yeah. I love that you know their names.
Yeah.
Yeah. You fucking savant. You, you really are Rain Man of pussy.
Abigail Radford.
Oh, yeah.
There's some
know,
Instagram
yeah.
chicks that are like yeah, bananas yeah, yeah. that we're forgetting
yeah, but
about.
But they're not real, the Instagram girls.
What's yeah, that's what I worry about.
It's
worry,
just filtered.
I saw that Jen Seltzer girl taking her like ass photos in the Columbus Circle.
Are you
not that hot.
Yeah, I'm not.
Do you like a big ass?
Ratchford is.
Yeah.
It depends
do
on
you
like
a big ass?
It depends on who it's on. Because if it's too much, if it's just like disgusting, like do you know who Kay Michelle is? She's a
no, he doesn't
Army's.
Know. He does not know.
Yeah, I do Bobby. Know who she is. I follow
is
her on
she?
Instagram.
Who is she?
The black chick that does the videos on Instagram.
He's kind of right because every black chick does yeah, videos yeah. on Instagram.
So. I was like, black chick on Instagram.
Question me
that's,
during black
that's
history.
That's space tune.
But there's some ass that's just too much. It's kind of disgusting.
Listen.
I follow her on Instagram.
These guys are having like a side conversation yeah. in the microphone. Can you not do that in the mic?
It's like fucking Encyclopedia Brown over
here. He has the
here.
Fucking mic away from his face, so when he talks,
who is
she's
that?
Like talking. That's a ice cream truck.
What?
Fuck up.
Who is that weather woman who is like famous? She's like a hot weather woman.
Oh, the Asian one, right?
No, she's Spanish.
The one from Colombia.
Yes.
Yeah, but she's smoking
she's
hot.
Smoking.
Just Google hot weather woman skank or something. Come on.
I love that Mark has to teach him how to use a keyboard.
Right. Oh,
Mexico.
Oh, even better.
Whoa.
Yeah, she's
look at this. She wears the tightest dresses. It's insane.
They let her do that?
Yeah.
It's Mexico.
Good for ratings.
Fuck it. They behead children for weed.
Yeah. Look at that. That's unreal.
I don't care what the temperature is.
Yeah, global warming can suck my dick.
Caliente.
Have you seen the Naked News thing?
No.
No. What is that?
Do I
you
want
can
to?
Can you say that again?
What is that?
That's when I take it out.
Jesus.
And then she does that. Jesus is small.
She's like, oh no.
My putt is so bad right now.
Your who?
Your what?
My dick.
Oh. Yeah.
I call it a putt because it doesn't deserve to be called a dick.
Putt.
I give it.
Why
a,
is it bad right now?
Well,
that's everything he was.
I'll tell you, because you know I'm a little overweight right now, and I can, I can now that I'm losing some weight, my dick is becoming better.
All right.
So I didn't know that's how great. Bad my dick was. No, but it's still not the way I've known my dick my whole life. Okay, the dick I have now, I don't know who this dick is. I don't know this dick. We're not friends.
I don't understand. So it changed?
It's a different dick. Like, I don't have my dick, when I'm at my goal weight, when I'm pretty thin, my dick's nice. I got a nice piece. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But the
I'm
more
uncomfortable
weight,
with this. It feels like a little kid's interviewing you about your dick.
What's wrong with it? Or like a school project.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, if
wow,
you,
it's growing.
Like, if I was to show you, if me and you hooked up, right?
Okay.
And I was
hold
I
on, let me put down my lunchbox.
And I was to take my dick out, right?
Yeah.
Now, if you like, I wouldn't let you take my dick out. I'd have to take my dick out, because if you took my dick out, you wouldn't know how to make it right. Like, you wouldn't know how to. You just take it out and be like, "Oh shit, what'd I do?" Like, I have to take it out and
how
get
do you
it.
Make it right. What does that mean?
You're gonna cut deep. You're gonna cut that part up right there.
Dude, yeah. This is all gonna be investigated by the FBI. Yeah, this whole episode.
Listen, just make sure she's on camera too. Yeah. Like, both of us are on camera at the same time.
Yeah, and get okay. Jared the Subway guy in there.
What I'm saying is, if we were fooling around, making out, say we're making out, right? And then you go, and I'm playing with your big titties, right? And then, we're fooling around, right?
Okay.
I didn't need this. I know you get it. Fooling around. So we're fooling around, and then you went to reach in to take my penis out. I'd have to stop you. I would be like, whoa, stop. And I would have to get my, I'd want to get my shit together. You know what I mean? I want to make it as big as it could be and, you know, make sure everything's stretched down and the nuts are tight. And, you know what I mean? And then show you my dick.
I would appreciate that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think I get it. Now.
Yeah. And then I'd be like, okay, like I wouldn't let you just grab my shit, because you'd be like, oh shit, what am I doing wrong? Like, I'd be like, it's not you, it's just my dick. And you'd be like, are you sure? And then, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm interested to know what you do to get your dick ready that somebody else couldn't do.
I think of a shemale. No. I would, I don't know, I would just have to get it. Like, back in the day.
You have like a pre...
I would have to just, you know,
got a routine.
Do the little guitar thing, get my dick nice. You know what I mean? Make sure there's
a lot of guys do that?
No, homie. I used to be able to
out the box, baby.
I used to have no underwear. I used to no panties and just whip my dick out.
Panties?
Like, you could just go in and grab it. My dick was good.
What are you talking about?
My dick used to be good all the time. Like, ready to go. My dick was ready to go.
I didn't know. Boxes, panties, whatever you want to call it. I used to command up in this bitch.
I used to free ball all the time.
Really?
Oh, I did that throughout Europe. Yeah, that was really handy.
What? I mean, what are you fucking gay? You suck a dick to get around Europe?
Well, you go on pub crawls and shit.
Pub crawls.
I ran out of money, Bobby.
Must be uncomfortable.
I don't like it.
It's not bad.
The zipper there, the jean.
I don't like it.
I like a little ball support, too.
Yeah, that's too dangerous for a brother like me. Dangerous.
Nah, come on, son.
Nah.
You got a big dick?
I don't got a Will Sylvans, but, you know, I got one for the people.
Really?
One for the people.
I don't even have one for my people. I got one for Steve Burns' people.
You got one for the kids.
Yeah.
Yay!
Get that balloon over there.
Get that balloon.
Can somebody else do it too?
I'm gonna do it. I'll do
Thank
it.
You.
Who else wanna do it? Anybody else?
I'd love to do it. We should all.
Yeah,
do it.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Well, we can't all do it.
Oh, that's true.
I'm not gonna get fucking herpes because someone in this room has herpes. By the way,
that's not true. Me.
Not me.
Not Deepu.
We all know it's Mark. So.
I never know.
Yeah, that's just because you do a podcast with a guy who has herpes.
That's true.
Oh, this is actually taking longer than getting the balloons.
Yeah, right.
She fucking tied a Boy Scout knot on it. You go give it to her.
Snip it.
Fuck, how am I going to pass it to her?
This is crazy.
I don't want to disturb. I love that he just handed me all the balloons. Here you go, boss. Fucking moke.
Wait, how's she going to suck it?
Right, give me one. How's she going to suck it?
It's tied so tightly.
All right.
All right.
Yeah, this is very delicate. You don't want to let it pop
out.
All
right, I'm going to tell you what we do.
Just bite the tip.
Where's the scissors?
Bite the tip.
Where's the scissors?
That's what she said.
Okay, just use
like
these
hold
scissors.
It and then. Those aren't scissors. Not falling for for that again.
she literally looked at me and she went, "Who?"
I got scared. I got frightened.
Like I got your voice really deep.
Hey,
on
just
that
look
one.
At my scissors.
Hey, where, don't we have scissors?
Would that even work?
We
though?
Do have scissors.
That would pop the balloon. I bought the balloon.
You'd have to like hold it down here, no, and then yeah. I think cut this
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Still get it. Somebody yeah. knows how to use a balloon knot.
Well, this is not my first rodeo.
Oh my God!
Do you got him? My, this is really killing the whole thing.
Deepu, who's your who's your celebrity, Deepu?
Can we say porn stars or no?
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm a big
yeah.
fan of Asa Akira. If you guys know her,
pull her up.
Oh.
There's oh, right.
Navigator. Fucking Netscape Navigator's busy right now.
Also, I don't want to see him try to type that.
I know who that is, though.
Yeah, I know Asian she is, bro. Too.
Dude,
yeah.
She is definitely like the hottest Japanese chick out there.
Man, you really like Japanese.
Yeah. How did that happen?
I always want what I can't have.
Oh, I think so?
How'd that happen?
You could have a
creature double feature.
You could have an Asian. You could pull it off.
All right, ready? You do it?
Tips. I need some tips from you, I think.
As long as you're not Asian, you're
I am Asian, though.
You know what I mean.
Yeah. There's got to be a pair. I mean, I literally have two people.
Oh, just the
go
can
get,
cup.
Go get that
just
one.
Just the can cup.
Wait, okay, got it.
That's okay, so I think Chrissy's ready.
Ready?
I think so.
Wait.
Oh, this
ready?
Is exciting.
I'm not going to want this. I just want to say this has been the best podcast. Oh my God, if me and you fucked, we wouldn't get arrested. Yeah. I need more. Mine's going down.
Yours going down, mine's going up.
She sounds exactly the same.
No, I know. You sound so much higher. This is not how I sound normally.
It's close.
Exactly. Close.
Now, are you sure you like black guys over white guys?
Yeah, I love black guys. Now, hold on. Now I gotta get it again.
All right.
Hello? This sounds so much more different.
This sounds so much like you. It's fucking stupid. I want to thank you for coming on, and I want to thank the Lollipop King for actually. Oh shit.
I can't wait to hear you.
Are you blowing it? Trying to go through Europe again?
That's so funny.
Come on, yeah. Frodo. Fucking suck it in.
This is so much fun. Anybody else want to do this one? You can if you want to.
Hold on. I
want
to hear Brian.
This is doing anything to my voice? No, actually, what you should sound like.
It sounds good.
Oh, boy.
I want to hear Mark. I'm so excited.
Can I read a thing from the chat with the helium?
It sounds so different. Go ahead. Here.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. No, good.
Well, whose saliva do I want?
I would pick hers.
Hey.
Oh. You sound
sounds like John Travolta and Sarah Night Fever.
I can't find the hole. Hello?
Put it all in your mouth and suck it.
Alright, good.
Christkiller in chat says, I really like Christy's voice, and when I think about it, it's probably because deep down, I really, really want to fuck children.
Ew.
What the fuck?
Deepu, listen, no joke. Okay, this is not Legion of Skanks, okay? This is, stop it. Dude, I don't want to have to fucking go to court because of you.
Okay.
Your sense of humor.
There we go. That's a good time.
Why would you?
Here's the thing, Bobby. It's not us. It's the chat. So we can say it's the chat.
Yeah, I know, but it's not me in life. Yeah. Just this fucking guy.
Where's it?
Is there anything fucking funny?
It's lower than that.
It's like
anything not children
right
fucking or racist?
Drew
Palazzo says, plenty of room for everyone's jizz on Bob's hipster frames.
Ooh.
Oh,
that was
like
pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you?
Yeah.
How much you like him, baby? Hang on. How much you like him, my motherfucking biatch? You like a fucking brother? I'll give you a brother. I'll give you a brother from another mother, motherfucker. What's up?
This is weird.
You like a fucking... You get the best of both worlds, bitch.
I don't know what to feel.
You get you, a black dude, and a big motherfucking Italian with a small pecker.
The voice doesn't sound different, does it?
Oh, yeah!
Chuck boy!
No.
Sound like Michelle Obama.
Sorry.
Like,
I
hate everything about this right now.
All right, here we go.
Mark, I like how your voice sounds. Oh, well, we're getting a big hit.
Hello.
What?
Hello.
You guys really N-word lip this thing.
Hello, I'm from New Jersey.
I love that it did nothing to her tranny voice.
Hello.
She could literally be sucking on the container and she'd still be like, hello. Her name should be Flo.
More coffee, hon.
You guys want disco fries? All right, let's wrap this fucker up. This has been a great show. Thank you so much for coming in. We're going to go in the room and tell everybody, you know, your Twitter, where you're going to be, whatever you want to promote. What do you got?
Thank you for having me. I'm Christy Cello, at Christy Cello, ChristyCello.com. Come see shows.
Where are you at? Anywhere?
Yeah, I perform all the time.
All of that.
Tonight I'm at Cake Shop if anyone's in the city.
I fucking
but, yeah,
love you.
All
thank
over.
You. You're
check
so
out my website for dates. I'd love it.
You got it, Mama. Thanks
thank
for coming
you so
on.
Much. Thank you so much.
You're
fun.
The best. You're such a sweet. I'm fucking. I don't know how to end it. I'm trying to shake off my dirty pervert with her. I think you're a good person.
Thank you. I think you're great. Thank you so much. This was so
you come
fun.
Come on anytime you
I'd
want.
I'd love to be back.
Next time, come on a nighttime podcast.
No one else is here.
No, I do shows at 12. I do. They're called one-on-ones.
Sign me up for a one-on-one, please.
You're in. I gotta see the rest of your body first.
Okay.
That's how DePaulo got it.
Fair enough.
I want to make sure you have a small bum. What do you got, Megan?
Yo, Megan, I fucking hate you. Yo, Mike Brown, holla at me. Yo, Mike Brown, and come to the show, Comedy Outlaws, 4-year anniversary at Union Hall. You gonna hear that again?
You guys do another anniversary?
Yeah.
Great show. Year, great show.
I thought there was another. I thought, was it every month the fucking
every
anniversary?
Year,
every year. Every year, man.
Okay, last time
it's been that long since we were on together.
It's wait a minute. Since the last time you came on was a year?
Was it a year?
I think so, yeah.
No, it wasn't a year.
Fuck you. You guys are my favorites, man. Maybe. Why the fuck aren't you on all the time?
Yeah, I think the Kumi episode was the last time you've been
on. Is it really? Are you? Is it him?
No, no.
That we've been on together, I think it was
yeah,
the Kumi
yeah, that we've been on together.
You were here when Giannis hosted.
Are you kidding me?
I was here.
Yeah.
All right, I'm sorry.
It's all right.
Is it okay. How come everybody blames poor Scopo?
I came on when Giannis was guest hosting for you.
Oh, okay. That's and you had, when, how long has it been for you, baby girl?
It's been a while. It's been a while. That's why I almost cried when Scopo was like, you ready? I'm ready to come
back. Scopo put together a great show today.
Yeah,
so
he yeah.
called.
Yeah, yeah.
He was all proud of it, too. He's like, yo, call me back. Like he never does. He usually calls me and it's nothing.
No, I have to leave voicemails now because
human beings do that.
No,
that's,
no. Do why, you leave voicemails why? Ever?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. You are the only person that calls, though. It's kind of freaky how yeah. much you call. Like,
yeah, because I'll text you. I'm a you, you'll fucking call grown
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
And I'm like, look,
I'm going to fucking call you and talk to you instead of going, hey, blah,
it is
kind of
weird. Like, I get what Scopo's saying.
No,
like,
no, no.
No one does that. Anymore.
Can I just explain to you what he's talking about? This is why he's the dumbest fucking
person.
No.
You get a call, you see missed call, you call the person back.
You're on a plane and your phone's off and you don't get the missed call. How do you get the missed call?
Five times. That means your phone wasn't off.
How do you get the. Yes, you are when you're on a plane.
If you're on an airplane, mode,
I don't travel, guys, all right? I don't know.
You're not going to either. Fucking idiot. If you had something important to tell somebody, what modes, just name a couple, just name four modes that you could actually tell me something if you had to tell me something. Name
text.
Four.
Text.
Okay,
call,
one.
Call.
Yeah.
And email.
Email.
Twitter.
Twitter.
Facebook.
Facebook. Okay, that's five, right there.
Yeah.
This dummy, the canceled people. People canceled last minute.
Mm-hmm.
He calls me twice. Calls me, doesn't leave a message. Calls me back, doesn't leave a message that time. Then when I call him the next day, I go, why didn't you call me? He goes, I called you twice. I go, yeah, but you didn't leave a message. How the fuck? He goes, well.
This also comes from a guy who says, you know, take care of it. You're the producer. So I took care of it.
Mm. Yeah. I don't like how you threw that back on Bobby.
Yeah.
No, that's good, but I'll throw it back on dum-dum-dum. Okay, yes, it's a song now. I told him, you fucking call me. You get in touch with me, and you run shit by me. We have to do this now because he's fucked up before, so I need to know what's going on. Who you booking, why. We need to just do this together for a little while and set
hey,
you
was
out.
The show good, though?
Huh?
Was the show good?
Not as good as it was going to be.
Well, I have not my fault that people cancel.
I was kidding. It was a really good show.
Yeah,
went to agree with it.
All right, guys. What do you got? What do you got, buddy?
Hey, check me out on Twitter at Mark Norm, and I don't know when this is coming out. But
this 2 weeks.
Let's do, no,
no, next Sunday.
No, this is coming out. This one's going to come out this Sunday.
Oh, okay.
I believe, right?
No, no, we had, we
did. Oh, 2 weeks. Yeah, yeah, 2 weeks. Yeah. Two weeks.
I'll be at Wise Guys in Salt Lake City. Never been there. In
the great club.
Really? Oh, good.
The owner's really nice, and it's a great club. And it's the new one, and Utah is fucking awesome.
Oh, I've never been. I'm excited.
Yeah, a lot of people listen to the show.
Make sure
you go check out Mark over at Wise Guys.
Please. And listen to my pod with Joe List, Tuesdays with Mornings. So check that out. Thank you. Tuesdays with Stories.
Tuesdays. Of course, they get it.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, what do you got?
Hey, guys. You can check me out, Mr. _ B. Collins. Check out Mike Brown and I's comedy show for those of you who listen live. Comedy Outliers.
I love how black you get at the end. Yo, check it out.
I went from Mike. I'm doing enough shows. I got to hype it. I got to hype it now.
106 so, Park.
Check it out. 4-year anniversary show.
Uh-huh.
Union Hall.
She actually likes you now.
What's up, girl? How you doing?
I perked up.
Oh, yeah. I like how you perk up. 7 p.m. show. Check out. Get tickets at ComedyOutliers.com. But if you're not listening live, check Mike Brown Eyes podcast out, Comedy Outliers. We've had Scope on. We've had Norman on. We'd love to get the rest of you guys on. But, check that out on iTunes.
Quite Thank a roster you got on that thing.
You're going to have Doug on there soon. You know what I mean? It's all good, baby. You know what I mean? You want the people out there, man. Comedy Outliers for the people, man. Happy Black History Month, y'all. You know what I mean?
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, yeah. You know what it is. Gunshot and all that, man. Tuesday was
Tory.
Down,
it sounds like
street.
Rocks hitting a window. Blah, 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 blah.
Sounds like my kidney stones falling.
Yeah, let him be the...
We're going to get Lawrence Pussy on.
Yeah.
Wap, wap, wap.
All over the mics. We're going to test out that wetness theory. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. Well,
Deepu, what do you got?
Oh, you can follow me on Twitter at R2Deepu, and you can check out my show bi-weekly at Patty's and Park Slope every second and fourth Thursday.
There you go.
9 o'clock.
Yeah. Nice.
Deepu getting his producer on.
Yeah.
Deepu's kicking ass.
Oh, thanks, man.
Chris Scopo.
That felt sad, but it wasn't.
Yeah.
Felt like really sad. Kidding, I got a compliment from the teacher.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I do break the cram crackers in the line.
That was like giving an attendance award. Yeah. That was fucking bad.
Scopo, what do you got?
I got, give me on Twitter, at Chris Scopo. I'm at Poughkeepsie March 19th with Aaron Berg.
Okay.
And we're doing a show together the 26th.
We are?
That's what Lewis told me.
Uh-oh. Yeah, that's why you couldn't do Outliers, right?
Yeah. Hope so. I canceled the Outliers for that.
Ooh, blessing. Yeah.
I don't know what. Why did I agree to this? Lewis gets you at, like, weird times. Yeah. I'll call you up at, like, a fucking 10:32 in the morning. Yo, buddy, you want to do the show? And you're like, oh, where? For what children? Yeah. Oh, okay, you're booked. I'll go click. All of a sudden, your face is on a fucking billboard. But his face is just as big. He's doing 10 minutes.
Then you got this weekend at in Massachusetts at the Comedy Scene, Foxborough, Massachusetts. And then you got nothing because you're filming.
So this weekend, what's the name of it?
Comedy Scene. Foxborough, Massachusetts.
Comedy Scene. It's a brand new comedy club at Foxborough Stadium.
Ooh.
So at Foxborough Stadium in Massachusetts, they developed this amazing, huge mall all around it. I mean, hotel, mall, everything. It's great. Restaurants. So you can go to the game, and then you go to this fucking crazy mall. In there is this awesome new comedy club restaurant that I'm doing this weekend. Same guys who run Laugh Boston. Doing this, so
nice.
I'm very excited. So if you're from Boston, you're listening to this live. So make sure you spread the word. Tell your friends. Get tickets now. Don't fucking wait. Don't be assholes. Wait till Friday and just show up. Have me panic. We're not selling. Can you tweet some more?
Hate that.
Like that works.
Right.
It's fucking 7:35. The show's at 8.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. My tweet didn't work.
Go outside and buy.
Yeah, I'm not Kevin Hart, all right?
Right.
Most of my Twitter followers are fucking ads, all right? Most of my Twitter followers are from MySpace. Dead. Anyways. Yeah, and then we start filming. I got another show that should be on my calendar.
It's April 23rd.
Yes. I want to promote that right now, please.
The Renaissance Theater in Kingsport,
Tennessee.
Kingsport, he has the enthusiasm of a fucking, just a cunt.
Where the fuck is Kingsport?
I don't even
Kingsport,
know.
Tennessee.
I'm just starting to.
It's King. Anyways, Kingsport.
It's a fun. Listen, anybody in Tennessee, in the surrounding North Carolina, anybody in the surrounding areas, go to the show. There's tickets still available. It's going to sell out. It's a theater. It's the last person they had there was Jim Florentine. I'm going to be there in the middle of filming. I'm going to shoot out for one day and go down to Tennessee to do the show. I'm very excited about it. Get your tickets now. Again, spread the words. Like any of us on the show, any comics, you need to retweet, share. Hit those share buttons. And or retweet or like. Don't just go and look at the ad. Make sure you follow us, share, retweet, repost. Help us spread the word. That's the fucking greatest thing you can do for all of us and show up at the gigs. So this week I'm at in Foxborough Stadium at
Comedy Scene, Foxborough, Massachusetts.
Comedy Scene. And what do you got, Lauren?
Just at Lauren Kubera at Twitter and Instagram.
Awesome. And make sure this week we announce the brand new podcast that's fucking killing it. Number...
It was 35.
35 yeah. yesterday, and it went up after that on iTunes, and it's going up now. It did great last night for its opening night on Riotcast.com, our newest show, original show, Misery Loves Company, with Kevin that's Brennan right. and Lenny Marcus.
Oh, that's you guys?
Oh,
yeah.
nice.
That's great.
That's them, yeah.
Riotcast.
Did you listen to it?
I listened to all four of them, yeah.
You listened to what?
All four of them.
We have four of them up there. Nice. Kevin and Lenny fucking just wailing them
that's
up.
That's awesome.
It's real.
I forgot all about it.
Sorry.
Can you do me a favor at the end? I was going to say thank you for listening to the YKW Do You Know What Dude podcast on riotcast.com.
Okay.
And then go, dude, and that's all. But not right now. I'm going to cue you.
Okay.
I want you guys
Bobby
to.
Bobby keeps directing this child. The entire show.
Make sure you go and download the show. Subscribe on iTunes. Review. It's fucking hilarious. It's outrageous. He attacks everybody. He attacks his brother, Chris. I mean, fucking everybody gets it.
Really?
They actually have an apology now where the next podcast, Lenny has to literally go through a list of apologies.
Oh, yeah.
Because they have to go through and he's like, I didn't mean that, or I'm sorry I said that, or fuck him. Usually adds him going into something else again where he has to apologize next week. But it's very funny, very honest, brutally honest, and really entertaining. And Lenny and Kevin, Misery Loves Company on Riotcast.com, our new original show. We're very proud of it. And that's it. You guys are the best. And
thanks for listening to You Know What Dude podcast on Riot.com.
Ooh. Close.
Dude. Riot dot.
No, say dude.
Oh, dude.
Oh, boy.
Just say this. Go, you know what, dude?
You know what, dude?
No, we're going to say it longer. You know what, dude? Do it. Now take your breasts out. Just take your top off real quick.
No.
Guys, thanks for listening. You Know What, Dude podcast. You're the best. You know what, dude?
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.
And they are all free.